Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Thursday, the 18th of December, year of our Lord 2025. Today may be the day that war kicks off in Venezuela. Of course, the Congress is finally getting around to talking about it, but only three Republicans even want to talk about it. The rest of them would rather go to war with Venezuela than go to war with Trump. And he's finally telling us the truth about what the war is about. They have put a total blockade, he said, and as of last night, they announced, and I believe it has started this morning, the Venezuelan Navy is escorting these tankers. So we'll see what happens. But at least Trump is finally telling us the truth. Still telling us lies about it, but telling us the truth. That it's a war of colonialism. And then, of course, you have Homeland Security that's decided unilaterally that they're going to start taking DNA from all visitors from friendly countries and allies. If you want to come here as a tourist, 5 years of social media and DNA. And who decided this? Did Congress? No. Is decided by the bureaucracy. We'll be right back. Well, let's begin with the stupid wars, because they are stupid. And as I mentioned here at the beginning, we have the total blockade, but the House is going to vote this week on a bill to block Trump from launching a war with Venezuela. Day late, dollar short, perhaps. But they may do it today. They may not do it today. Maybe they'll do it after it's already started. The House could vote as soon as Thursday on a bipartisan war powers resolution aimed at blocking Trump from launching an attack on Venezuela amid a major U.S. military buildup in the Caribbean and threats of regime change. Of ousting Maduro. The bill was introduced by a Democrat, has 31 co-sponsors, including three Republicans, Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Don Bacon, all of whom, well, Massie is running again, but he's got the Zionist billionaires who want to get him out as well as Trump. But the other two have said, boy, we're not going to have that fight. And most of the GOP would rather go to war with anyone and kill anyone rather than go to war with Trump, because they're all about themselves. They don't care about anybody else. They don't care about the Constitution they swore to uphold to. They're despicable. The Constitution does not permit the executive branch to unilaterally commit an act of war against a sovereign nation that hasn't attacked the U.S., said Thomas Massie in a statement when the bill was introduced. Congress has the sole power to declare war against Venezuela. And Congress must decide such matters according to our Constitution. Well, clearly Trump knows when this vote is going to come up, because he's got his little weasel Mike Johnson, who's basically scheduling and controlling that stuff. So maybe that has something to do with the timing of the total blockade that is there. This is go ahead, knock that chip off of my shoulder type of thing. Another war powers resolution that was introduced in the House by Representative Gregory Meeks, Democrat, New York, aims to stop Trump's bombing campaign against alleged drug boats in Latin America. And that was expected to be brought to a vote yesterday. I didn't see whether that happened or not. But it also had 31 co-sponsors, but not a single Republican. Not Massey. Not Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why is that? To me, that is as outrageous. That is an act of war. It is a war crime, the way they have conducted it. Something needs to be done about that. Meanwhile, Julian Assange has filed a criminal complaint in Sweden, where the Nobel Foundation is headquartered. And he accuses the Nobel Foundation, the people that give out the Nobel Peace Prize, accuse them of misusing the Peace Prize funds by awarding them to Venezuelan opposition figure Maria Corina Machado, who has publicly called on the U.S. to attack her own country. Yeah, she's the one they gave the Peace Prize to. And when you look at this, it's like, as absurd as it seems that Trump thinks that he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, perhaps this is why. Hey, if Maria can get one, I guess I should be able to get one. She's calling for war against her own country. The complaint, dated on Wednesday and submitted to Sweden's Economic Crime Authority and War Crimes Unit, where the Nobel Foundation is based, argues that Alfred Nobel's will legally restricts the Peace Prize funds to purposes that promote peace and bars their use to advance war or foreign military intervention. And he is spot on, because it's her party and the people affiliated with her that Trump is trying to install there. And giving her a Nobel Peace Prize is a PR move that is being done by this committee. Dispersing prize money to Machado violates the mandate and could constitute a crime under Swedish law, Assange says, while warning that the Nobel Peace Prize could be used as an instrument of war. Interesting, because it exists because Alfred Nobel created dynamite. And then when he saw how it was being used in war, he took the money that he made from it and set up this Peace Prize. And so now we come full circle again. Now they're using it to create war. The complaint cites a series of public statements in which Machado endorsed potential U.S. military intervention in Venezuela while defending Washington's use of force amid its heavy military buildup in the Caribbean. Assange pointed out that she had justified U.S. strikes on boats off of Venezuela's coast, which have killed 95 people to date. The U.S. maintains that it is targeting narco-terrorists, while the U.N. has condemned the strikes as extrajudicial killings. And that's what they are. But now Trump is telling us the truth about the purpose of this, as we'll get to in a second here. Trump boasted that Venezuela is surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America, while promising to tighten the screws on Caracas until they, quote, return all of the oil, the land, and other assets that they previously stole from us. Now he's starting to get to the truth of the matter. It's about oil. Always. And, it's about regime change, but the regime change is the penultimate cause of this. Oil is the primary cause of it, as it is over and over again with our wars. Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, things like that. Afghanistan, I think they're really there. They were after the opium and the lithium. But you just have to ask the CIA why we're having these wars, because they're the ones who are starting it, right? Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the U.S. actions off of Venezuela's coast undermine hopes that an agreement can be reached with Washington. How can we deal with these pirates here? It's kind of interesting. We had that that young woman who has been the the PR point for the European Union in pushing war. And she said, we can't trust Russia. In the last 100 years, they have started 19 wars. Really? I don't remember that. So I looked it up. You count them up. Best I can come up with is 10 to 14, depending on how you break these actions down. I mean, they've had some actions. They count, if you count World War II, the last 100 years, yeah, everybody was going to war with everybody else. And at the beginning of that, Russia was allied with Germany, so you could say that they were the aggressors in that war. But then there were the situations where they invaded Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Georgia, Chechnya, things that were in their sphere. You know, like we say, we can do that. Trump says we can do that in South America. They were also in Afghanistan and Syria. We also in Afghanistan and Syria. And Iraq, we can throw that in there as well. So how do we measure up with all this stuff? You know, we've also been in Grenada and Cuba and Venezuela. We've attacked them and so forth. I mean, we've got a much longer list. Panama, we could just keep going. Who's the threat here? You know, who's the domino theory applied to? I mean, we're like the ones who set up the dominoes and we're knocking them down, you know?
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Everywhere I look, that's what I see. So, anyway, Trump has declared a total and complete blockade of sanctioned oil tankers in and out of Venezuela. And as of last night, Venezuela was saying that they were going to escort it with naval vessels. And there's a lot of news articles about that that came out just this morning. May kick off today. Trump on Tuesday said a total and complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers. Venezuela is completely surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America, as I just quoted. And it'll only get bigger, and the shock to them will be like nothing they've ever seen before. I'm just sick and tired of these war sellers, these warmongers, boasting about their power. I don't want to see a bunch of Americans get killed, but I'm just sick and tired of the American military and the Pentagon. It makes me want to throw up. I despise them just like I despise the Israeli government. The president and the blockade, an action that's generally considered an act of war under international law, would continue until Venezuela, quote, returns our oil. Think about that. Of course, you know, he said the same thing in Syria. He said, you take the oil. What claim do we have in Syria for oil? And, of course, they're still there. And, of course, we still had in the last couple of days, three Americans killed there. And the Pentagon says they're not going to change anything about their policies there in Syria. They don't care. It doesn't matter to them. Law, morality, the death of their own troops, none of that matters to these people. It's just amazing. So, finally Trump is telling the truth, even if it's ugly. And, of course, especially when the way he puts it here. The president appears to be referring to the nationalization of oil projects under Hugo Chavez, who forced foreign-run companies to be converted into joint ventures in which Venezuela's state oil company held a majority stake. Isn't that what Trump is doing with TikTok? Same thing. And Maduro might want to take a look at what we did to another country that did that, Iran. Mossadegh was elected. He wanted to do the same thing that Hugo Chavez did. So there was a CIA coup against him. They put in the Shah of Iran. They trained his secret police to brutally repress the people that are there. That's the pattern. Some Western oil companies accepted Chavez's terms, including Chevron, which continues to operate in Venezuela today, while others rejected the deal out of hand, most notably ExxonMobil. They exited the country. They sued the Venezuelan government in international arbitration over the expropriations. But the oil remains the property of the Venezuelan state, and it's unclear what Trump means when he claims that Venezuelan land was stolen from the U.S. Again, you know, what claim do we have over Syrian oil, and why are we there? Trump also claimed that Maduro's government was a foreign terrorist organization, referring to his administration, as we heard this over and over again, the non-existent cartel, the Sons. Now, this article from Anti-War, this is the first time I've seen this. It said the term cartel, the Sons, was first used in the early 1990s to describe some Venezuelan generals who had sun insignias on their uniforms. Why? Because they were involved in cocaine trafficking. Not fentanyl. Fentanyl didn't even exist then. In cocaine trafficking. And they were actually working with the CIA at the time. If you want to shut down the world's worst drug cartel, shut down the CIA. They're the ones who are the worst, the most powerful of all these cartels. They're worst. They're worse than the Sinaloa cartel, El Chapo, and the rest of them. But you know, they just keep going and going. Unlimited amounts of money and the murders, the assassinations, the coups, the wars that they start everywhere. Just disgusting. War disgusts me. The U.S. War Department says now no force posture changes. That's the way they put it. In other words, we're not going to make any adjustments here because we had some Americans killed in Syria, doing things which we have no legal right to be doing, no justification. It's nothing but piracy. But we got 1,000 U.S. troops in Syria. Why are they there? You might want to ask yourself. I mean, didn't we have this discussion under Obama? And under Obama, he kept itching to put U.S. boots on the ground. And I don't know if he did it or if Trump did it or if Biden did it. They didn't tell us even when they did it. They did it. They helped to establish and put in charge of Syria ISIS and the people that we were fighting in Afghanistan. And then we put them in charge of Syria. Why? Because of oil and because of geopolitical competition with Russia. As Henry Kissinger said, we have no permanent allies. We have permanent interests. And those are our interests. And so we will fight Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Iraq and say that's what we're doing there. And then we will put Al-Qaeda and ISIS in charge in Syria. It's always about the oil. It's always about the big corporations. It's just never changes. Never changes. And so Hegseth says in terms of the video of the strike, the second strike on the drug boat survivors, of course I'm not going to release the full video. We knew that as well. The one video that you're not going to see, they will put out video of every single strike against boats that are not in conflict with them. They're not fighting them. They aren't shooting back or shooting at them. And that they have not verified have drugs. They will put every single one of those videos up. They will put up videos of them and their piracy taking a tanker with 1 to 2 million gallons of oil. Barrels of oil, I'm sorry. Not gallons, barrels. I think a barrel is like 50 gallons or something. But they will put those videos out. That's the only video they won't put out. And I guarantee you that if this thing turns into a shooting war, they're going to put out tons and tons of video. But they're not going to put out video of their clear war crimes. I say the whole thing is a war crime. But and I've said that from the very beginning. But this one is something that even people who want to support their action have a real issue trying to explain that away. So, of course, he's not going to put it out. We all know that. They're going to read it. It's top secret. Top secret. Cannot see that. And I've said for the longest time that classification things are done more to protect them than to protect the nation. And the whole idea of national security is really to protect them and not the nation. Especially when you look at the fact that our government, by becoming the policeman of the world, this all happened under Truman. Truman creates the CIA, he creates the NSA, he creates the national security state, he turns the military into the world's policeman. All that stuff goes together. And now we look at NATO and look at Mark Rutte, the guy who tried to destroy all of the farms, the small farms in the Netherlands, the most productive farms in the world. And he wanted to put them out of business, criminalizing fertilizer, of all things, because he's got a system set up with Picnic and family members that are partnering with Bill Gates. They want to manufacture the food and deliver the food, and they don't want any competition from farmers. So the people in the Netherlands woke up to what was going on. Similar things are starting to happen now in France as well. They're going around in France with this mass culling program that is happening there, just like they did with chickens here in this country. We're going to do a PCR test. And, oh, we've got one positive here for some disease that we claim we're looking for. So we're going to have to kill your entire herd of cattle. It's like going to kill a million chickens because we got one positive PCR test. It's absurd. But rather than roll over and die for the government like the poultry farms did here. And again, most of it was being done with the cooperation of the really big egg farms because it worked out for them. They made a lot more money if they reduced the number of eggs. But there in France, the farmers are pushing back. And the veterinarians that are going in there and doing the tests have to have armored cars and military aid. Because they're ready to fight. These people want to starve us. And they want to kill us in war. Because that's what Mark Rutte is doing. After trying to destroy the farms in the Netherlands, the people kicked him out. So where'd he go? He went to NATO. And he's now saying that Trump has been very good for NATO.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute. And I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And I said this myself when he was in his first term. I said, he's not going to get out of NATO. What he's doing is he's threatening to do that as a prod to get the NATO countries to, as a reason for them, to go to their the people in their country and say, hey, we're going to have to up our defense spending because it's going to be on us. Trump was there as a prod to get them to up their defense spending because they all knew that the Ukraine war was going to be happening. I mean, if Alexei Arestovich in Ukraine knew that, of course, they knew it too. It's an open secret for everybody on both sides of this, Russia as well. Even knew exactly when they were going to attack. So as I said, you know, so many times we see Trump positions himself out there as a foil against the globalist, when in reality, he's doing their work for them. He did it at NATO. He did it with the lockdowns, leading the lockdowns and developing the poison mRNA for everybody. He is a Manchurian candidate of the globalists and the technocrats. He's the guy that is prattling around telling you how he opposes them, how he hates them. He's opposed to the CIA, right, the deep state. And then what does he do? And he's opposed to George Bush's Iraq war based on lies about weapons of mass destruction. What does he do? He takes the person, Gina Haspel, who sold those lies, who produced those lies about weapons of mass destruction by torturing people. And there were lies. She's the one who did the torture, who covered up the torture, who gave them the lies, and he puts her in charge of the CIA his entire first term because Pompeo was a figurehead. She was the number two there until they just said, all right, we don't need to disguise it anymore. We'll just make her number one. Over and over again, he talks about these issues from the perspective of people who love this country and love the Constitution. And yet he does just the opposite. He does what is in the interest of NATO and the UN. Well, let's talk about the other stupid war, and that is Ukraine, before we take a break here. John Mearsheimer is talking about why diplomacy is going nowhere in the Ukraine-Russian war. And as a consequence, he says Ukraine is doomed. And he's absolutely right. And I've said this before. I said, look at Alexei Arestovich, the guy who basically doesn't really have a filter. He just tells you the way that it is, you know. And he said, now is a time that we need to try to arrange to have peace on some terms so we can preserve Ukraine as a country instead of being a region of Russia as it has been for 400 years. With Zelensky having much belatedly dropped aspirations for Ukraine's NATO membership, European officials are now openly admitting that what pretty much everyone knew but was afraid to say. The EU High Representative acknowledged in fresh remarks that Ukraine's membership in NATO is, quote, out of the question. However, said at the same time, the European Union now needs to provide concrete security guarantees. So the reality is that say, all right, you're not going to be in NATO. We're not going to give you formal status, but we're still going to have the essence of what NATO was about, the Article 5 protections, to say that if you were attacked, we view that as an attack on all of us. And so they use them as a cat's paw, as a provocation. And then if they are attacked, that's their excuse to go to war with Russia. That's what this is all about. You know, the whole purpose of NATO was as a mutual defense agreement, the way it was sold to everybody. And it is a tripwire to draw us into wars. If this Ukraine NATO membership is not in question, if this is out of the question, then we need to see what the security guarantees are that are tangible. They can't be just papers or promises. They have to be real troops and real capabilities. So they're reactivating the draft in several European countries, and they're spending inordinate amounts of money on weapons of war to destroy their countries and other countries. It's absolutely insane. The world is going crazy. So this is Kaja Kallas, and you've seen her. You know, she's like 30-something. She has been their spokesperson for war. She's the one who said in the last 100 years, Russia has attacked at least 19 countries, as I said before. And again, I looked that up, and it's like, okay, you know, there's the countries of World War II, and then there's things under the Soviet Union when there were the uprisings in Hungary and Czechoslovakia, and then later on uprisings in Georgia. But the only count that I could come up with was 10 to 14, but she says 19. You know, you can also throw in Afghanistan and Syria. But we were there as well, and we had no reason to be there either. Plus, we can also throw in on our side Iraq, Panama, Cuba, Vietnam, Venezuela, Grenada, Libya, Somalia, Yemen. You know, we have done this year, I think, 90-something bombing runs in Somalia. Why is that? Who talks about that? Nobody cares. So Europe is still going to propose some scheme, such as Article 5 security guarantees, things just short of formal NATO membership. But the Russian leaders are going to see this for what it is, a recipe for future war. The University of Chicago professor John Mearsheimer said there's virtually no reason to think that a peace agreement can be struck to end the war, despite all the diplomatic maneuvering that has been taking place in recent months. For sure, diplomacy is a good thing in principle, but in practice, in this case, it's going nowhere. Russian demands are completely at odds with Ukrainian and European demands. Neither side is willing to budge an inch. Moreover, many seem to think that the proposal the Trump administration is pushing is a joint U.S.-Russia plan, one that both Moscow and Washington support, when in fact there is no evidence that the Russians have accepted Trump's 27-point plan. And, you know, when we look at this, Lindsey Graham has admitted repeatedly before and throughout this war that the purpose is to go after Russia. Well, I think this is working really good. I look at how many Russians we killed, how much of the equipment we've taken out. This is exactly what we wanted. You know, before the war, it's like, well, next year we're going to go after Putin. He's telling the people in Ukraine. What were they doing that year? Well, that year they were going after Ukrainians. The Ukrainian army was attacking other Ukrainians because of the government that we put in. Indeed, the proposal is unacceptable to the Russians, as they made clear on December the 4th. Diplomacy will not only become relevant when there is a major development on the battlefield that tells both sides that it's time to negotiate an armistice, turning the hot war into a frozen conflict. And I don't think that that's going to happen if Zelensky's not gone. And, of course, the U.S. under Trump is pushing for elections there. RT's take on it is that Zelensky is stealing the election before it's even been announced. His preconditions make a mockery of it. They said, first of all, Ukrainians have a right to finally be released from their perverse bondage to what is, in effect, a long-ago failed Western proxy war against Russia, just as I said. Lindsey Graham has admitted that over and over again. He doesn't even have any shame about that. The former Biden administration policy official, Amanda Sloat, has casually admitted that much now as well. Why then did the West want war in order to diminish Russia by using Ukraine as a battering ram and Ukrainians as cannon fodder? And everybody except the military-industrial complex and the warmongers have said this from the very beginning. And many of the warmongers, like Lindsey Graham, have said it from the very beginning as well. No peace will last without an end to Ukraine's ultra-corrupt current authoritarian regime. Any talk about defending democracy in Ukraine is absurd under Zelensky. There is no such thing left. Now, even some Western mainstream commentators are starting to admit Zelensky's authoritarianism. Yet, the former entertainment producer and vulgar comedian started systematically undermining what little democracy that Ukraine used to have well before the election of February 2022, as Ukrainian observers and critics at the time widely discussed and deplored. He's gone after their political institutions, their religious institutions, you name it. And even Bill Gates said it was the most corrupt country on earth, and had been for a long time. Zelensky's regime is so corrupt that he has sold out its own people so badly to the West that a lasting peace threatens not only with them losing power, which they...
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Certainly would. But also with a wave of prosecutions, starting with Zelensky himself, and rolling down like an avalanche. Put differently, this is a regime that would always be tempted to restart the war in order to distract from the retribution that it fears. This is why Trump is right to call for presidential elections in Ukraine. Zelensky has extended his mandate on flimsy grounds and usurped power even formally. In reality, the Ukrainian constitution does not prohibit elections, as he's been saying. It only prohibits parliamentary elections. They can still have an election for president. So even the election for the presidencies he's putting out there is already rigged to fail. They are planning to shift the whole presidential election online so they can rig it. It's kind of what happened with Trump. Remember when he... when he shut down the country and we had to do a vote-by-mail election? I was saying that all through the summer. I said, if you're going to do that, we know how that's going to be rigged. That's why, to me, the whole election stolen thing never even passed the sniff test. I believed, and I said it then, that I think this was the whole thing, the lockdown election, the vote-by-mail stuff, that was all done to hand over power to Biden deliberately, because they want to have this plausibility. They don't want to have a situation where Trump does both the vaccine and the mandates. Let's split this so that one group can get upset about the vaccines, but then hold Trump harmless and say, yeah, but, you know, Biden made us take that poison that Trump made us pay for and gave billions, hundreds of billions of dollars to these criminals, the pharmaceutical people. So meanwhile, Zelensky and NATO are playing a very dangerous game of brinksmanship. They're very excited about the fact that they were just able to sink a Russian submarine that was at dock using a sea drone and put it out of action. And this is a sea drone rather than an aerial drone. We've seen a similar situation done with very expensive I think they're bombers, weren't they? It's like five or six bombers or something that were parked in an airfield, and they took them out with an aerial drone attack. They want to put that out there as if this is evidence that they can win the war. This is not the battlefield, folks. This is sabotage. Sabotage is it's like espionage, right? You go around, you sneak around, and you blow something up. That's what this is like. I mean, they just... The fact that it was delivered by drone, aerial or sea drone, doesn't change the fact this was not done in a battle. It's sabotage, and you're not going to be able to win the war if you can't win any battles. Sabotage isn't going to do it alone. Well, that's the insanity of where we are at this moment. Let's take some of the comments here, Travis. Are you there? Okay, I think Travis stepped out. I think he had to go to the restroom. So we're going to, let's do some Christmas carols.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
The button wasn't working for a second.
Oh, okay.
We have North American House Hippo. Thank you very much. That is very generous. And he links a Rumble video talking about the high beef prices because of migrants. Says, this was my first thought regarding the migrants and their cows.
Yeah, it's migrant cows. Yeah, that's it. They're taking the market down. Again, I've got a beef with Besant. This guy is a... How do the Republicans manage this doublethink? Again, it's mad, as in insane. Make America doublethink. You know, you can say, look at every time something happens, it's Soros that's behind this. It's Soros that's behind it. And then Trump puts in Soros' right-hand man as his Treasury Secretary. And he's okay. No matter how many times he lies to us or what he does, it's okay.
And we have, amazing. I'm Marty. Well, you want to thank Marty. He's very generous.
Yes, thank you.
Very
thank you, Marty. Appreciate that.
And he says, I'll match your 25 to North American House Hippo. Thank you very much to both
thank
of you.
You.
Thank you so much. And then we have M. Sellers says, thank you to Miss Karen for mailing my package so quickly. The David Knight Show journal is beautiful, and the page marker is so cool. My husband is going to love this. Merry Christmas.
Mm.
Hopefully, reading that out didn't yeah. spoil the surprise.
Yeah, don't let him watch the program.
Yeah. Send him out of the room. Bronx Stomper 111. Come on, David. You know that the United States is the greatest empire in the world. Some say greatest ever. We're the police of the world, and therefore everything is ours.
That's right. Yeah.
The greatest.
Yeah. How long does it take if we're going to have we're going to be policemen of the world and we can do anything that we wish as policemen of the world? How long does it take before those weapons of quote unquote defense abroad become instruments of tyranny at home? You know, the founders of this country understood human nature, and they understood politics and how these two things interplay with each other. They saw this coming.
Angie Oswald says, in a decade, we'll go to war for solar panel fields. Why are we going to war for oil when we're trying to go green?
That's right. That's right.
Pezzo Novante, 1776, says, NATO means Neocon Aggressor Terrorist Organization.
That's a good one. I like that.
And KWD68 says, we need the $1 trillion military budget to replace what we gave Ukraine and Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it's not about
it.
Our defense.
They needed it so much.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could... If only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. You should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.
listening to The David Knight Show. This is The David Knight Show.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
I said earlier, it is interesting to see how the police state is really ratcheting up in our own country. And it's not just flock cameras everywhere, but our paranoid, overreaching overlords who wish to be omnipotent, omnipresent, and let's see, what's the other one? they're doing it again. They're doing it at the border. The U.S. is proposing collecting DNA from foreign tourists now. This is getting like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Travis, where, you know, they measure exactly how much you, what was it about the fat or something going on to a particular planet? Do you remember that? Oh, Travis is gone again, I guess. I don't know. He's not working. He was telling me that he had some issues with his fat fingers. He's still having fat finger issues? Just wave to me.
I'm here. Sorry, I'm trying to work on something on the back end. I'm having some issues.
Okay. Yes. Well, we got a live program going on here right now. He's trying to do live repairs as we're trying to do a live program.
I think so. I've got it. Give.
Yeah, okay. Good. Well, what was that? Do you remember that? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? You guys are all over that, you and Lance.
Oh, man. It has but, been...
Anyway, you had to, as you were leaving, they had to make sure that you didn't weigh more than you did when you were coming in, or they'd have to cut it out of your body, you know.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Trump administration is now considering a dramatic expansion of data collection on foreign tourists, including a proposal that would allow authorities to collect DNA from people entering America. Is it a free country? No, it isn't. It's a country, it's one country under technocrats, government by and for the technocrats. These are countries under the visa waiver program. So these are travelers who are coming from friendly allied nations. They have a long-standing visa-free agreement. Now, the proposal appears in a new Department of Homeland Security notice that seeks public comment on the revisions to the electronic system for travel authorization and the I-94 arrival and departure record. So, again, this is the way government operates now. We don't, you know, forget the Schoolhouse Rock thing, and I'm a bill on Capitol Hill thing. That's not the way it works. Forget the Constitution. The way this works is the executive branch, deep state, that supposedly we're going to get rid of, they're free to do anything that they want. these types of things are supposed to come from our elected representatives in Congress, but they don't. They don't even come from the Senate. They are things that are, you have the bureaucracies that they create, and then they have abdicated their power to those bureaucracies to do whatever they wish. And then the bureaucracies, in most cases, will wind up enforcing the rules. They have their own little police forces that are out there, as well as adjudicate whether or not you have broken the rules that they created that they are enforcing. Talk about a consolidation of government. We've taken all three of the branches, and we've combined them now into an unelected bureaucracy. And this is just the latest example of it. Just like they said, well, we're going to require real ID, or we're going to charge you $18. And then they didn't get any comments, I guess. So they said, well, no, we decided we'll make it $45. They just do it. Then they said, well, we're going to require 5 years of social media history from anybody coming to this country as a visitor. And now you got to give your DNA. They go see the happiest place on earth, right? Well, what this is going to do to Disney World tourism, I think they're having a difficult time. Certainly Vegas is having a big issue with that. So a broad set of new data elements that they're going to collect. And they just decide they're going to do it. And they tell people, oh, try to stop us. That's the way the whole executive branch operates, from Trump down to these other organizations. And the other organizations, the bureaucracies, the unconstitutional bureaucracies that shouldn't even exist, have been doing this for quite some time. And you could see this pretty much with the IRS. That really kind of set up the pattern, a law unto themselves. They would write the tax code. They would adjudicate whether you violated their tax code. They would drag you into their courts. They had their police and so forth and so on. Now this is being adopted by all of them because it works so well for the IRS. Among the elements that they will collect is DNA, alongside facial images, fingerprints, iris scans. What do you think our government, that is this paranoid, this much focused on control, being omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, knowing everything about everybody, what do you think they're going to do to us, their fatherland security administration? From the very beginning, you know, that's really what this is about. You know, the Nazis called it their fatherland. We call it the homeland. Same thing, folks. Same ideas. This would represent the most extreme biometric data collection regime anywhere in the world. Yeah, the U.S. already had the most extreme security measures after 9/11. Like I said, when we were in China, there were these announcements as we were leaving. If you're going to the United States, you have to get there extra early. But, you know, because we got to go through all kinds of extra security procedures, and now they're still ramping it up. The U.S. has collected fingerprints from most foreign visitors for years, but this significantly expanded after September 11th. So right now they're just doing fingerprints and photographs, but now they're going to do social media and DNA. Fingerprints, while intrusive, are generally used to identify verifications and law enforcement matching. DNA, by contrast, contains vastly more information, including genetic relationships, health predispositions, and biological traits that extend far beyond identity confirmation. The proposal is particularly notable because it would apply even to applicants coming from friendly countries. These agreements that have been there as part of the visa waiver program are based on mutual trust in order to streamline travel. You know, it used to be that if you want to go to the UK, you didn't have to get a separate visa, because they were countries that were friendly to each other and trusted each other. But now it's not going to be the case for people coming from the UK to here. They're making this social media disclosure, and now they're proposing DNA, making it all mandatory to come to America. The agency wants to collect extensive family information, including names, dates, places of birth, contact details, residences for parents, spouses, siblings, and children. This is your totalitarian technocrat Trump regime, always looking for more data that they can put in there. Yeah. Mrs. Robinson, we'd like to know a little bit about you for our files, right? Social map of millions of travelers each year. The technocracy. Now, the document links the expanded data collection to a January 2025 executive order, as well as another executive order of April 2025. So, again, this is rule by fiat by Donald Trump, and this is the kind of stuff that we see when we have a king, a czar. It doesn't, however, explain how DNA collection will be operationalized, stored, shared, or protected from misuse. I'm sure they're going to turn it over to Musk and Altman to do with it what they wish. Unlike fingerprints, DNA can be used to infer familial connections, the meaning that the data of one traveler could effectively place their relatives under indirect genetic surveillance, even if those relatives never even traveled to the U.S. It also raises international implications. Many visa waiver program countries have strong data protection laws, including restrictions on genetic data collection. So it puts them at odds, but they'll be more than happy to do the same thing to those of us going to their country, as well as to their own people as well. CBP is currently seeking public comment. The agency describes the changes as part of an effort to enhance security, to reduce fraud, to modernize traveler vetting. You know, we have been working on enhancing security since the end of World War II. Why have we never achieved it? It seems like the more we work to enhance security about everything, the less security we have. Certainly the less liberty we have, the less rule of law we have. This is the security state. The DNA provision would place the U.S. far beyond existing global norms for border screening, transforming short-term travel into one of the most invasive data collection exercises any democratically elected government has ever imposed on visitors. There is a public comment on this proposal that is open for 60 days. So tell them what you think if you want. It won't matter. They're going to do whatever they wish. Constitution doesn't matter. Remember when the CIA tried to unlock mind control? This article from Reason talking about MKUltra. They have a very limited take on MKUltra. The reason they're bringing it up is because a University of Texas historian, John Lyle, has just done a book about this. And so they talked about it in the context of that book. And, of course, it was Sidney Gottlieb. If I remember correctly,
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I think there was a somebody that I interviewed called him the poisoner in chief, I think, wasn't it? I think that was Sidney Gottlieb.
I think
the nickname
you're right.
For him, yeah.
That sounds right.
So they say MKUltra ran from 53 to 75. That You think that's true? I don't know. You know, there was an excellent book by Annie Jacobson about DARPA. And, you know, the take that most of these people do, especially because they're going in and have access to the people who've done these crimes, right? So they get access to these government officials, and they make sure they keep their access to them. And so even when they go in and talk about the abuses of the CIA, MKUltra program, you know, LSD and other things like that, or they talk about DARPA as well, they'll say, yeah, you know, this is really horrible, wasn't it? You know, but don't worry. I'm glad they're not doing this anymore. You know, that was part of the book Raven Rock, the plan to save themselves and let the rest of us die. And he was in that. He very explicitly said it over and over again. Well, this is the way things were back in the 50s and 60s. Good thing they've changed now. You know, our government's not like that at all. And I kept looking at it. It's like, you have no idea. They are so much worse than they were then. So Lyle is careful not to speculate beyond the available evidence that he could collect, even though he acknowledges that the CIA destroyed most of the evidence. So just go with what they wanted you to see. But what is on the record is bad enough, they said. The CIA, of course, used powerful drugs such as LSD on fellow agents, on prisoners, on mental patients. A whole book about that they made into a short film, actually, Wormwood, about one of the guys who was with the program and how he had some issues with it. So he wound up being defenestrated through a closed window after he started blowing the whistle on it. Anyway, they would also use it on people who are sucked into prostitution honeypots in San Francisco. Yeah, you see this whole thing about Epstein and Mossad and CIA. It's the way they operate all the time. Prostitution honeypots. There were some genuine volunteers, even. Gottlieb mournfully concluded that LSD was, quote, in fact, not a reliable way to get information from people. You know, if it was, he would have no problem doing it. I mean, he stopped it because he didn't get out of it exactly what he wanted. I mean, they did all kinds of things, dumping it and the water supply of a French town. You know, they were looking at it as a way to confuse and disorient the people at war, is what they said. These people have been very much into Satanism and other things like that, and it's their obsession with reading people's minds and controlling people's minds is something that has been about the only constant that's there. The tactics that they use are constantly changing. They try to do it through chemicals. They've decided that they can do it better through EMF. And that's where we are today. What MKUltra...
Briefly, yeah. A very interesting book is Chaos by Tom O'Neill. It's about the Manson murders, and it dovetails in with MKUltra in places. It's very interesting. There's some fairly compelling circumstantial evidence to argue that Charles Manson may have had some contact with people involved with MKUltra, such as Dr. Jolly West.
Yeah. Well, there's just so few degrees of separation on that stuff, right? Ken Kesey and his band of merry pranksters. They were some of the volunteers with the LSD program. And so, you know, you can draw the lines very quickly to all this kind of stuff. But again, the CIA is not just evil and satanic in terms of its wars and its honeypot prostitution rings to blackmail people. They have been actively involved in subverting our society in so many different ways. I mean, we can talk about, and we did talk about yesterday, and it's absolutely true. You have the Fabian socialists that are out there, and you have who are doing it very subtly and so forth. The Marxists who are trying to set us against each other for a violent conflict and revolution. You've got the CIA and people like that trying to undermine our society's values with drugs, with art, with music, and all these other. They're very deliberate in those processes in the mid-20th century. It truly is amazing. It's almost like there's all these different demonic forces out there. They've all got their own tactic and strategy, and they're all hitting us at once. It's a multi-pronged war. Spiritual war. In addition to its LSD efforts, it funded such dangerously absurd psychology experiments as forcing people to listen to constant negative statements, continuously through headphones. I hope you don't consider this broadcast to be that way. I try to give you positive news. Yeah, this is what these people are about, and that's this constant negative news. However, there is the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ in this time of year that we celebrate, his coming into darkness. And that is what transcends all this. Don't ever forget that.
No matter how bleak the world may seem, this too shall pass.
And but we don't want to be Pollyanna about things, and we want to understand where the threats are. But we also need to know what our refuge and our foundation is. You know, when you look at the Psalms, David over and over again, you know, God is his refuge, his high tower. That should be yours as well. So they worked on week-long sensory deprivation, investigating the knockout potential of tick saliva. Is this not kind of almost a smoking gun for Lyme disease and Plum Island and all the rest of that stuff? Truly is amazing. Well, meanwhile, Trump is cosplaying as a victim in this lawsuit with the BBC. That's the headline from Raw Story. And that's what the British were saying about it. Trump received sharp criticism from The Guardian's editorial board on Tuesday after he sued the BBC for defamation. Trump filed a 33-page complaint in a court on Florida on Monday, alleging that the BBC deceptively edited a portion of a documentary that details January the 6th, 2021. The lawsuit seeks to recoup $10 billion in damages. Absolutely absurd. The BBC has said that it will defend itself in the case. You know, by the way, it just reminds me, you know, the way Trump and Melania have threatened people, you know, don't talk about the decades that I spent with Jeffrey Epstein. Or I'll sue you for defamation. Actually, it's definition of character is what it is. But Fox News is putting out trailers of Melania. She's got this new... and in it, it's amazing. They make her look like she's some badass, high fashion model or something. It's disgusting, I think, you know, and at the same time, it's like, yeah, look at me. Here I am with my, you know, $10,000 purse and my $20,000 shoes and everything. And telling Trump, oh, I'll be there later. Maybe you take care of it yourself. You know, I'm the ultimate queen. So, you know, we got a king and now we got a queen. And they're celebrating this. This is what the Trump people are doing. They're normalizing the things that decent people have always looked askew at. That's their role.
One thing that strikes me is that in the early and even to mid-thousands, you had all those worthless tabloids at the grocery store. And you were kind of looked down on in society if you were one of those people that followed celebrities religiously. Mm-hmm. You know, you weren't necessarily shunned, but people thought you were kind of a senseless goof. Mm-hmm. And now...
Well, that was in our family, but I don't know if that was
maybe,
universal.
I like to think that it was a more universal sentiment. But now everyone is continually caught up on everything their celebrity of choice is doing. People have done that with Donald Trump and Melania.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that it's... I don't know, it's that unusual. I mean, I've seen that all my life, pretty much. Everybody was amazed in the middle of the 20th century how teenage girls would react to first Frank Sinatra.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure. But I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And Elvis Presley, then the Beatles, and so forth. And it's that kind of
the entire country has become teenage girls.
that's accurate. That's absolutely accurate. Yeah, the Republicans have become Democrats. Democrats have become open Marxists, and the country in general has become OCD teenage girls. That's right.
Swooning over whichever politician they like at the moment.
That's right. A terse BBC statement in response to the lawsuit suggested that there would be no backing down in the face of Trump's bullying. That is the right response to an absurd claim of overwhelming financial and reputational harm caused to the U.S. president and a fantastical request for damages amounting to $10 billion. The Guardian said a serious error of judgment was made in the editing process, though the House of Representatives January 6th committee concluded that Trump did use his speech to incite an insurrection. But the claim that a program that was not even broadcast in the U.S. was part of a malicious plan to defame Mr. Trump and subvert the Democrat process ahead of last year's election is utterly specious. It's what I just said earlier. I think the most important subversion of the election was the vote by mail stuff this particular time around. And that's 100% Trump's responsibility. It's his fault. By relentlessly targeting the USA legacy media and now the BBC, while cosplaying the role of victim, Trump is seeking to galvanize his base and to narrow the parameters of acceptable scrutiny and judgment. Well, what he's trying to do is he's trying to destroy the free press and free speech by intimidation, by lawfare. He doesn't dislike lawfare. He wants to use it himself. So, depopulation, vaccination, and movement restrictions. This is what's going on in France. As I said before, the farmers there realize how revolting government is, and they're about to revolt themselves. The slaughter of entire herds of cattle in order to combat a supposed disease outbreak in France has sparked widespread protests and farmers' revolt amid comparisons to the draconian COVID measures. And again, this is what it's all about. This is the PCR test. And it will be used to create one fantasy pandemic after the other. That's why it was necessary for Kerry Mullis to have died before all this stuff kicked off. I'm not so sure that was coincidence. After two nights of clashes, taunts, and tear gas, a group of veterinarians finally stepped out of an armored police vehicle. Their task, to euthanize cattle, hundreds of them at a time, in order to stop a contagious disease engulfing southern France. We have to kill you in order to save you. That's the insanity of this. And we talked about all this over and over again, the insanity that, okay, so you got a million chickens, you got one chicken that maybe isn't even sick, doesn't have any symptoms, but even if it were sick, and the others are not sick, that's how, according to their contagion theory, which I no longer subscribe to, by the way. I just have to put that in as a footnote. Prove it. Prove it scientifically. They don't. But if the contagion thing were legitimate science, their theory that they violate, their theory is that you would, the other animals that were there, would either have a, be genetically predisposed not to get that disease, or they would have the immune system that would be able to handle it and subvert it, and now they would have immunity. That's how you would get herd immunity. But now, as part of the COVID thing, they sold the lie, well, the only way that you can get herd immunity is not by natural immunity. The only way that you can get herd immunity is by vaccines. And again, that is such an absurd thing. Their theory of immunity and virology and all the rest of that is that the vaccine is there to train your immune system to identify something so that when it encounters the real thing, it'll know how to fight it. So this is like people who are fighter pilots training on simulators. So they'll be able to do it in the real dogfight, which they don't have anymore. But anyway, the bottom line is that, well, if you can survive the real battle, you don't need to have the simulator, right? And the real battle is much more of a test. People who do well in a simulator may not survive in a real battle. And so that's the nonsense behind all this. The idea of these this phony science of virology, that how immunity works and the contagion, all the rest of the stuff, they just threw all that stuff out the window during COVID. And now it's all about, no, we don't do any challenge, never have done any challenge tests. In other words, they never have checked their vaccine theories, their virology theories, by vaccinating people and then exposing them to the disease that they were vaccinated for to see if they catch the disease, because they haven't isolated the disease and they don't test the vaccines. Folks, it is such a sham. It is absolutely unbelievable what a sham and what a lie this whole thing is. It's just like thing, your vaccine, your mask doesn't protect you, somebody else's does. Well, that's how they get to this point, but this is the absurdity. They're doing it with the animals. They're doing it with, now with cattle, as they did it here with the chickens. And, of course, Trump gets in and is like, well, we're going to stop killing all the chickens. But the way that you stop it is you have your chickens vaccinated with mRNA. That's what Brooke Rollins at the USDA did. So, okay, you just get everything vaccinated and we'll leave you alone. Otherwise, we'll kill all your livestock if you don't get them vaccinated. How corrupt. Yet for many farmers, the vets are the sharp end of an overzealous tool of, quote, total slaughter, unquote. Reminiscent of the COVID error, I would say error, E-R-R-O-R, the regulatory overkill, and they are galvanized to take extreme action to stop it. So unlike America, we just passively go along because we are the cattle, right? National Veterinary Order said, intervening under police escort with hundreds of angry people waiting is something we have never experienced at this level. We need to stop making yourself tools of this tyranny. We're going to experience worse. Online abuse has escalated. Some vets are being told, keep going like this, and we'll put your heads on pikes. The standoff has left Macron, already an embattled president, and his soldier monk prime minister, Sebastian Lecornu, scrambling to avert a Christmas of discontent. Now is the winter of our discontent, right? And poor Emmanuel Macron is cast in this article as the victim. He's the victim, you know, like poor Fauci. So, again, we've seen all of this. We saw it with COVID. They saw it with COVID. And they came up with these absurd premises, and they're going to keep them because nobody has pushed back. Nobody has said, nobody has paid a price for this. Not in any single country. They all did the same thing, and they all got away with it. And now they're doing it to our food supply, and they're going to do it to us again with some made-up disease that they come along with. Next, the A63 motorway, near it, farmers dismantled a speed camera they said was blocking tractors, and they dumped it into a bonfire. And the footage went online and went viral online. You know, once you start realizing what this is really about, people get the big picture, right? They think we don't know, but we do. And just as Oliver Anthony said, the people north of Richmond, they think we don't understand what they're doing to us, but we understand what they're doing. Question is, how long are we going to take it? Elsewhere, measures have been hurled at prefectures, slurry sprayed on state buildings, and tires.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes. going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
On fire beneath motorway bridges as tractors tore up barriers and turned infrastructure itself into a weapon of protest. At the heart of the unrest is a lumpy skin disease. That's what they call it. It's harmless to humans, but, you know, we're going to have to kill all the cattle to save the cattle from this disease that is harmless to humans. In response, authorities have imposed a strict eradication strategy, a systematic culling of infected herds, bans on livestock movements, emergency vaccinations. Again, they tried their hand at that here in the United States with the bird flu. Remember what they did? Well, we're going to go test milk now. Why would you test milk if you got bird flu, right? None of this stuff makes any logical sense. You know that they're just making this up. It's any kind of a pretense. It's as ridiculous as Trump's Canada is shipping fentanyl to us, or Venezuela is shipping fentanyl to us. All this stuff that they were doing with cattle, with milk and everything, trying to tie it together with bird flu, was every bit as absurd as all the nonsense that Trump is doing about fentanyl coming from all these different places. So wiping out entire herds for a single confirmed case has become unbearable. And again, we're talking about a case. That means that this is PCR. That means that there's not necessarily a sick animal. It's certainly not a death of an animal for them to wipe out an entire herd. But this is a little bit different. People, these are much more valuable animals, and they're much more relatable than chickens are. Chickens don't have eyebrows, as they say, right? You got something that's got an eyebrow, you got a friendly cow or something, they give them names. They say the cows have names. They have character. They have history. One farmer said, I've cared for them at night. I work 7 days a week with them, and I'll fight to the end for my cows. If they slaughter our herd, we won't be able to start again. It'll be the end of a lifetime of work, said another farmer. The genetics, the work of our parents and our grandparents, in other words, they worked on optimizing their herd genetically over a very long period of time, and they're going to end all that. And why? Well, because they want you to be forced to buy their lab meat that Bill Gates is going to make, and that people like Mark Rutte, now the head of NATO, wanted to have a monopoly on the distribution of the lab meat from Bill Gates. Left-wing Union has branded the eradication policy as, quote, more frightening than the illness itself. It usually is. Urging an end to the culls and calling for blockades to put an end to this madness. The anger is being fueled by a broader set of factors, including collapsing farm incomes, just like here, regulatory fatigue, just like here, and fear of cuts to the agricultural budget. On Monday, the revolt spread beyond farmers themselves. More than 200 mayors and local elected officials gathered outside the prefecture in Foy, in the in one area, calling on the state to urgently listen and to reopen dialogue with the farmers and demanding a rethinking of the total culling protocol in favor of more targeted slaughter of infected animals. This is what is needed and what we have not seen in reaction to any of this stuff here in America. Local elected officials standing with the people whose lives and livelihoods are being destroyed by unnecessary tyranny from our government, pretending that they're protecting us from a disease. The French agriculture minister, however, insisted that she had no alternative. She said to save the entire industry, slaughter is the only solution. Kill them all to save them all. And just like Brooke Rollins. And she said there are three non-negotiable pillars. Listen to three pillars of this stuff. Depopulation, vaccination, and movement restrictions. That's what this has always been about. The lockdown and restricting movement that they did to us with COVID, that they did with birds and cattle and all the rest of this stuff. Those two things go together. They've been practicing and wargaming that stuff since 2 months before 9/11. And in the long term, folks, it's not about depopulation of cattle or birds or pigs. It's about depopulation of people. That's the most effective way for them to control the people who are left. And that's through making sure there's not that many of us. Go ahead, Travis. We'll pick up.
We've got
comments.
Quite a lot of comments here. We've got Pezzano Vante, 1776. It says, over 100 bombing runs in Somalia in 2025 carried out by AFRICOM.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wally Walrus says, you invest $1 million in a politician and get $1 billion back. It's the best return on investment you can get.
Yeah, it usually works out, you know, about 1,000 to 1 that you get.
Go ahead. North American House Hippo says, the TSA and I don't get along. Don't get along with many people.
That's right. Yeah, Nibiru, you and I both, yeah.
Yeah. Nibiru 2029 says, it will start with foreign travelers, then soon become mandatory for everyone traveling by air.
That's right.
Show them your DNA app on your smartphone.
Your master's smartphone. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
North American House Hippo again says, every Friday when I get paid, every time I go shopping, and every April 15th as well. I'm just totally filled with joy at how rich the federal government has become. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, yeah. Trump is bragging about that, about how, you know, $18 trillion. It's ridiculous, the numbers that he's coming up with. It's just like his fentanyl stories.
Don't frag me, bro, says Dr. Jolly West is a CIA literal mad scientist, wanted to create Frankenstein and Dr. Jekyll. And he was a very interesting character.
Yeah.
Even people that knew him at best could describe him as a benevolent psychopath, which there is no such thing. Jerry Alitalo says, sadly, mind control freak scientist Jolly West never experienced a holly jolly Christmas. Yeah, Allegedly, his own son helped him commit suicide at the end of his life.
Well, there you go.
That's a fun fact.
Fitting, yeah.
Not very fun, in fact. Jerry Alitalo, Louis Jolly West, was an American psychiatrist known for his research on brainwashing and mind control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was involved in a lot of different things. He would crop up randomly in strange places. Just, oh, what's he doing here? And Birdhouse Blues says, is your dad moonlighting as Santa Claus on the weekends?
Who knows? Maybe I could, you know. It's like, I got the white beard here. I need to let it grow out a little bit longer. They've got a guy with a real beard down in Pigeon Forge. They got a Christmas store there. And they have a Santa Claus that's there most of the year around. But not me. I bet those guys make pretty good money. I remember a few years ago. There was a guy, they would, he played Santa Claus, but he went to like the UAE where they got tons and tons of money. And they thought it would be amusing to have an American Santa Claus or whatever. So he'd make like $50,000 in just 1 month going to the UAE and being Santa Claus. I think I would probably wind up committing suicide like Holly Jolly West or something if I did that.
Is Santa Claus allowed to have his hose in the UAE? I don't know. They might think that's haram.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Yeah, I would not want to take a chance going to that country with anything. Talk about different places.
Yeah, might not make it out. There's routinely stories of American tourists getting thrown in prison over there because don't care.
Never know when you've done a haram social taboo or
they've
something.
They've got a
right?
ton of different rules and laws, and they've got enough money that they don't have to bow and scrape to America's foreign policy. So that's if you right. get thrown in prison, there's no guarantee the United States government is going to make any sort of effort to get you back. They need
the U.S. government doesn't care about that at all. No, they don't have any loyalty to any citizens. Now, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Listening to the David Knight Show. David Knight Show.
Or even take a photo on a phone, there is machine learning in the background.
Highest quality video capture ever in a smartphone.
In the metaverse, we're going to need AI that is built around helping people navigate virtual worlds as well as our physical world with augmented reality.
Augmented reality is a profound technology.
That includes like your position in 3D space, your body language, facial gestures.
We invented new intimate ways to connect and communicate directly from your wrist.
Everything from virtual reality to designing our own data centers.
Describing what's coming even, it's just so different and new. I've been in this infrastructure business for, you know, 3 decades.
No one has ever seen infrastructure.
Not
like
yet.
Now, I expect that these trends will only increase in the future.
In the last few months, we launched voice and vision capabilities so that ChatGPT can now see, hear, and speak. Supports up to 128,000 tokens of context. That's 300 pages of a standard book.
That's all AI generated. Actually, let's add in some Alto Cumulus clouds. All right.
Break free of the technocratic nightmare this Christmas and go back to basics with a David Knight Show bookmark and notebook. This high-quality embossed metal bookmark with a full-color design on the back is guaranteed to be cross-compatible with all physical books. And the beautiful faux leather notebook is 100% hacking-proof. An ideal gift for fans of the David Knight Show or anyone looking to start a journaling or prayer journal habit. No bells, no whistles, just pen and paper. Available at davidknight.news. Merry Christmas.
I listen to these guys say, it's so new, it's so different, it's wonderful, you'll love it. It's like, I'm so over their technology, I really don't care what they do anymore. I used to be on top of that stuff, I really outgrown it, quite frankly. But yeah, opportunity for you to, it's a nice looking bookmark. I really want to thank Ryan Forth, who did this, as well as the commemorative medallions that are there. And that's what the bookmark is based on. And then, of course, the book itself is a way that you can do journalism. It's always good to do not just journalism, but to journal your life and to keep a record of what is happening to you. It's always nice to go back and look at, especially if you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, if you make that part of your journaling. It's interesting, even if you just go back and record the everyday things that are happening to you at a given period of time, you know, to we forget so many of those things, or we remember them differently than the way we were experiencing them at the time. So it's always good to do that, a life of reflection. So regular people are starting to rise up against AI surveillance.
Before I let you go on, yeah. I have to break in and remind people that they like to support us. They can also support the people that sponsor the show. And then go to homesteadproducts.shop. On sale right now, they have their seasoning blend. It's normally $8, but right now it's $6.99. It's all-purpose seasoning. Hmm. You can see it here.
It's the seasoning to be blending. Yeah.
Exactly. You can see it there. They work very hard to make sure that their products are high quality, made in America. This is going to be non-GMO. It is going to taste delicious, I'm sure.
Yeah, they got great products. And like the hot sauce that you had, you really love that.
Yeah, and yeah. The ingredients are onion, black pepper, garlic, salt, and cayenne pepper. There's nothing weird. There's no strange chemicals you can't pronounce.
That's right.
It's
that's the key
just
thing.
High quality, grown in America.
Mm-hmm. So and that's what out. You see over and over again from them. You know, mm-hmm. You want to start your barbecue grills with tumbleweed stuff rather than using charcoal and lighter fluid and all the rest of the stuff that's going to outgas onto your meat. It's a lot of very good natural stuff.
And, so, of course, you can get 10% off everything at their store by using promo code Knight. And when you shop there, you are shopping with the good guys.
Yeah.
So homesteadproducts.shop.
Yes, very much so.
And before we go on, we just got a couple of comments. I'm Marty says, please no more Zuckerberg. We're torturing the fans.
Yeah, well, we'll make it a short commercial. We'll probably change that up after Christmas because that was just a quick one there. That was one of the things Lance said. He says, I think I might have too much Zuckerberg. It's kind of grating to have him in there. But the same thing with Zelensky, of course. Those are actual clips from Zuckerberg and Tim Cook. And I don't remember the CEOs of these other companies, but those are actual clips. Those aren't deep fakes that are there. But the only deep fake thing that's in there is the AI-generated FBI and CIA or NSA or whatever listening to people, you know, they don't take pictures of themselves and put it out on the internet doing that, so
yeah, as far as we know, they can't hack your books yet.
That's right.
Maybe if you're writing in your journal, they can listen by the sounds of the scratching on the page, figure out what you're writing.
Yeah, they do that with the keyboards on your computer, right? So if you journal on your computer, they can pick that up, even if they're not inside your computer, they can do it just eavesdropping. I mean, that's been there for 45 years when I first got into first jobs in engineering. Part of it was tempesting, they called it, because you know, they were spying on each other, and they could electronically eavesdrop on the keyboards and figure out.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Which keys you were pressing, even if they couldn't actually get into your computer. It was a much bigger deal back then, actually, because they didn't have internet access or Wi-Fi or other things like that that are much easier to surveil than the way they were doing it with the, I forget what they called the actual, the defense program was called Tempest. And that was where you went through and you made sure that you didn't have the, that your physical devices didn't emit those kind of clues to them. But I forget what they actually called the surveillance part of it. Anyway.
And lastly, Radis Bro, thank you. That is very
thank generous. You very much. I appreciate
really
it.
Really do appreciate it. He says, Merry Christmas from an American mailman enjoying Vivek's Christmas crash out, a new American tradition. Well, it is apparently the season to crash out. It's going around, whether you're Tim Pool, the quartering, Candace Owens.
What is that about Vivek's crash out? I don't know what he's doing.
I don't pay any attention to Ramaswamy.
I try to avoid him.
He doesn't exist when I don't.
Radis Bro may be in Ohio. If he is, I'm sorry, but
we hope you are not.
Yeah. Land of the enhanced MRA bio boys. That's JD Vance and Ramaswamy. So, yeah. But thank you very much. Really do appreciate that.
We'll
it's a busy time of year for you if you're doing mail.
Yes.
Wow. Well, regular people are rising up against AI surveillance cameras, the Flock stuff, as I pointed out the other day. Privacy violations, false positives, and the abuse of power. Some individuals have taken matters into their own hands, removing cameras or creating databases to track their presence. That's right. There's not too much of that happening here in the U.S. We've become very pacified, haven't we? I mean, you see this type of thing happening more in the U.K. and in France. AI surveillance company pushing back against them is what I mean, taking down the cameras. AI surveillance company Flock Safety might be having a banner year as it aggressively expands its dragnet across the U.S., but ordinary people are not impressed. For 4 hours on Tuesday, residents of Longmont, Colorado, where Flock has at least 23 AI-powered cameras and license plate readers, expressed their outrage to city councilors over the city's contract with the company. According to a local magazine, nearly every seat at the hearing was full, and 90% of the attendees were there to express their transparency and privacy concerns over Flock. Longmont's website states that the community's safety cameras do not perform predictive analytics or facial recognition, they said, told the council. That same assurance is absent from the Flock page, leaving me to believe that this privacy standard may have been quietly discarded with Flock's adoption. So in other words, this is the shell game they play. Plausible deniability. Well, the government of Longmont would never resort to the kind of creepy surveillance that you're talking about. We leave that up to our subcontractors who can do it and hand the stuff to us and we can claim that we're not doing it. This is the oldest game in the book. As a matter of fact, this is a lot of what's going on with the Five Eyes.
the five intelligence agencies that are constantly looking at us. The U.S., Canada, Britain, U.K., and Australia, New Zealand. And what they'll do in many cases, you know, they're spying on their own citizens. But if it's something that is, there's a little bit of a legal issue with that, they think they might get in trouble, they have their partners do it. So, you know, hey, the British spy on the Americans spy on the British, and then they hand that over to them. And so they do the same thing with the corporations as partnership as well. And then cross their fingers and say, well, we're not actually spying on you. No, they are. Fox retention policy doubles the length of data retention used for Community Canvas from 14 days to 30 days, once again signaling to me that the Flock standard has been a convenient way to stretch the existing privacy standards, said one person speaking at the meeting. And again, I don't know the population of Longmont, Colorado. I've not heard of it before. I imagine it's a pretty small town. We've got a lot of small towns around here in this general vicinity in Tennessee that are buying into this stuff. Where do they get the money for that? Why are they spending the money to spy on us? That's the real issue. And it's at these small communities where we can have a say in this, if we get enough people to understand what is really being done to them. That's the key thing. People don't understand it. The city council voted then 5-1 in favor of rejecting any future expansion of the Flock cameras, but it's not clear what's going to be done with the 23 existing ones. Maybe we'll keep them there, right? It's this ratcheting effect. It's a pretty decisive win, however, for the critics of the tech, and this it's a suburb of Boulder, Colorado, so there's where it is. All throughout the country, communities and activists are rising up in anger against the cameras, which have been installed largely at the behest of municipal police departments. And so the police department says that we need it, and of course, you know, it's kind of like the military and the federal government. The military says they want something. It's like, okay, you know, the government jumps and gives them whatever they want. Same thing is true of the police in most places. The company's untested AI recognition program has led to numerous false positives. But just as troubling as the false positives are the cases where it does work, like those of the Atlanta police chief who used Flock's automated license plate reader to stalk and to harass people, or the Texas cop who used data from 83,000 automated license plate readers to track a woman suspected of seeking an out-of-state abortion. This is coming from Futurism. And so this guy is going to track people down for doing out-of-state abortions. But they can, you know, whenever you have this kind of power, power is always going to be used by these people. When they have the power, they will use it. That's why they want it. Citizens in areas like Yakima, Washington, and Cleveland, Ohio, and Eugene, Oregon, have mounted municipal these municipal cameras, each of them functioning as nodes in an interconnect network. Others have organized public protests, ironically enough, becoming the likely subject of police surveillance by Flock's AI facial recognition cameras. So it does automated license plate reading, facial recognition, but also builds a kind of a idiosyncratic profile of your vehicle, like a biometric thing, except it's not alive. Anyway, looks at the scratches, the dents, bumper stickers, that type of thing. So nor is anyone going to...
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Go through official channels either. Earlier this week, a man was accused of using vice grips to rip down 13 of them throughout Suffolk, Virginia. Meanwhile, an open source project called DEFLOCK, which we've talked about before, that's D-E-F-L-O-C-K, has taken a crowdsourcing approach to map these things across the country. Flock sent the activist behind DEFLOCK a cease and desist order, but he has so far defied the legal threat, with help from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Well, good for him. You know, why is that got to be a secret? Right, to put that up. And if it's in public, the whole basis of their business is that if you're operating, if you're walking around or driving in public, hey, we can take your picture and we can send it to the police and we can do all these other things with it. So why, on what basis can they argue that you can't put up a map of where their cameras are? That's absurd. I mean, for the longest time, you've had a lot of driving apps and other things like that that warn you where there are cameras, speed cameras or red light cameras or things like that. And we've all got apps on our program, on our phones that'll tell us that type of thing. AI industry insiders are living in fear of what they are creating. Futurism says, oh, it must be hard, right? at least they feel just as paranoid and miserable about where all the rest of this, where this is going as the rest of us do. At NeurIPS, one of the big AI research conferences held this year in San Diego Convention, visions of AI doom were clearly on the mind of many scientists in attendance. But as one guy who wrote for The Atlantic pointed out, he said, these people aren't seeing the forest for the trees, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that they're talking about, these hypothetical doomsday scenarios. And again, artificial general intelligence is still hypothetical. Not clear that they're going to achieve that at all, or anything close to it. Nevertheless, you know, they say, well, it's going to become a super intelligent thing. This is the premise of Hugo de Garris, and he saw the negative consequences of it. Of course, Ray Kurzweil thinks that's a great thing if we create some horrific thinking machine. But that's not a given at all. But they think about that, these imagined problems, but they ignore the things that are right there in front of us right now in terms of how it can be misused for political advantage, how it can influence public opinion, how it can influence children and other people who are already disturbed in many different ways, you know, like Rob Reiner's son or something like that. We've seen many cases where it has intensified the demons that people are struggling with. So they didn't mention how fake videos are already affecting public debate or meaningfully address the chatbot mental health crisis or the fact that it's stealing copyright stuff from many people in the arts and humanities. So this guy who was writing for The Atlantic wasn't the only one to notice how this was disconnected. He had a keynote speech that said, are we having the wrong nightmares about AI? See, part of the reason that you have people like Sam Altman sell this fear and paranoia about this science fiction take on all this stuff is because he wants to get money from the people he's talking to in Congress and the White House. And you better clear the decks because this thing is going to be so huge. It's going to take over the world. And you want to be the one controlling this monster that's created. So you want to build the monster and have it under your control. And so it is self-serving for them to do that. So they ignore all of the immediate issues that we're already seeing. The ones that are here, the ones that are imminent, they ignore those and they focus on these massive science fiction scenarios. Sociologists warned that the researchers are missing the forest for the trees by focusing so much on the risk posed by artificial general intelligence, a technology that we don't even know will be possible to create and for which there is no agreed-upon definition. After someone in the audience complained that the immediate risks were raised, like chatbot addition, though were already known, he said, "Well, I don't really see these discussions here. I keep seeing people discussing mass unemployment versus human extinction." And so the discourse around AI safety is often dominated by these apocalyptic predictions and rhetoric. One guy who is considered to be one of the three godfathers of the AI, his name is Bengio, I think if I'm pronouncing that correctly, who also, Jeffrey Hinton is another one. And the two of them are talking about, "Oh, we're so sorry that we created this thing, you know, and pushing this apocalyptic version, the end of the world type of deal." Bengio has cast himself as an Oppenheimer-like figure in the field, just like Oppenheimer regretted that he had participated in creation of the nuclear bomb. In 2023, Bengio famously said that he regretted his life's work after he quit his role at Google. He said it includes jobs destruction and militarized AI systems that will further empire. And so the Atlantic writer said that when you look at this organization, NeurIPS, he said it's short for Neural Information Processing Systems. It harkens back to a time when scientists vastly underestimated the complexity of our brain's neurons and compared them to the processing that was done by computers. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, that's one of the things we're going to talk about. We've got more general news to talk about when we come back. But we're going to take a quick break. Do you want to cover the comments, Travis, before we go to break, or we can do it when we come back?
Yes, let's cover them right now. Okay. S.A. Miller, 123.
Thank you very much.
That is so generous. It says, "Merry Christmas from a previous FedEx driver, LOL. I hope your family feels the peace and joy of Christ, the real meaning of the season. Thank you for your faithfulness, David and family."
Well, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Yeah. We see the same people over and over again who support the program. We really do appreciate our producers because they're the ones who really produce this program. We couldn't do it without their help. And so it's just a few people who help a lot like that. So thank you very much.
Yes. NorCal Country Gal says, "Anderson, California, population 10K, 6.4 square miles, 9 flock cameras." And "Don't Frag Me, Bro," says Candace Owens wore a CIA baseball cap for an entire show. They flaunt it in your face and laugh at you.
You know, I just can't get into all of this prom queen stuff that's going on between her and Erica Kirk and everything. I was like, you know, I'm sure there's some things underneath all of that. It's all politics. It's all connected to governments and everything. And it's all connected to setting up narratives. There's big money. There's big agendas behind all this stuff. But I'm just so disgusted at what I see with all of these influencers out there. I just don't understand why people are hanging on every word of it. And I got people who are upset with us because of what we said about Candace Owen. And with everything that's happening, you're going to focus on your own internal, you know, he said, she said stuff. I really couldn't care less.
Yeah, the right wing grift sphere has been having it's been having a big fourth quarter at
It's amazing.
It's been nothing but infighting and backbiting and backstabbing and a bunch of shady characters yelling at each other.
Yeah. From Nick Fuentes to Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly. I've got news for any of them. Steve Bannon, you know, it's just amazing to me.
And we have Jim's 7, a local attorney, Tim Anderson in Suffolk, Virginia, has been winning cases where Suffolk has been handing out tickets in work zones using cameras where no work was taking place. So if you're in that area of Suffolk, Virginia, and you end up in some sort of traffic dispute, maybe look up Tim Anderson.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's amazing, too, the troll roads. Keith and going through his estate and everything, something's really been not only difficult but time-consuming for Karen to do. He had a couple of toll road tickets that he had. They do it all by camera. They don't have the toll booths anymore. And so because he died, they were late, and so they're escalating. It's, I mean, like $50 to go on a road or something. It's absolutely insane. It's just absolutely crazy. It's why it made me so upset to see Tom Tillis do that in North Carolina. North Carolina didn't have any toll roads until he became Speaker of the House, and he leapfrogged the people that had been head of the Republican Party, a good guy that was head of the Republican Party there for a long time, the minority leader. And Tom Tillis came out of nowhere, leapfrogs this guy, and then when they get the majority in 2010, after the voters' remorse of putting Obama in, he had a big change in North Carolina. They put this guy, Tom Tillis, in as Speaker of the House, and he starts on all these toll roads for foreign country, foreign government corporations that are running these toll roads. And the next thing you know, they're running him for Senate. And he's been a senator now for a while. He's going to retire this year. But all that toll road stuff, that's why the same thing's happening here in Tennessee. Frank Nicely was pushing back against that. That's Bill Lee that's doing that here. So you can imagine that Bill Lee is going to get some kind of a payoff down the road politically and economically for doing that type of thing. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
That's right, boys and girls. There's a post-election sale on silver and gold. Trump euphoria has caused a dip in silver and gold. It's time to buy some metals with fiat dollars before they come to their cents. Is go to davidknight.gold to get in touch with the wise wolf himself, Tony Arterburn. He knows where to look to find silver and gold.
Now look at this from a year ago, you know, when they come to their senses. And of course, isn't it interesting that Trump banned the penny? You know, he's going to kill the penny. So, I guess we won't be coming to our senses. But gold is loading at all-time highs while volatility sleeps. This is how squeezes start, says Zero Hedge. Again, this is not, Zero Hedge is not, doesn't push gold because they sell gold. I mean, there's some, there's websites out there that talk about Bitcoin, and all their stuff is about Bitcoin and crypto and things like that. There's other sites like Kitco that talk about gold and silver all the time, but Zero Hedge is just looking at investments, and as they look at it, they're looking at this as if it were a chart, which can reflect the general consensus of people. But again, I don't look at silver and gold because of that. I look at it because of what's happening geopolitically, economically, the massive financial resets that are happening, the uncertainty, the end of a fourth turning that is upon us. All of those things, I think, are the underlying factors of this. And so they will look at this and saying, well, it's breaking above the flag from early December. The all-time high is the obvious magnet, and we have seen the trend line remain intact as well over the 21 and the 50-day intervals and so forth. Again, I don't, I'm not a chartist. Some people do that, and they make a lot of money doing that. I'm saying it can't be done, but I'm just looking at the bigger factors that are there. And we saw these factors last year, even though everybody was, the trend at the time, the fad, was, we're going to get into crypto because look at what Trump's going to do to make crypto soar. Well, I can tell you, they're not talking about it. But Trump is going to make gold soar because he's going to He's going to make the he's going to make the dollar soar. S-O-R-E. George Washington is going to be hurting because he's going to put in a new Federal Reserve chair, and he's going to they're going to start manipulating things the way Trump wants them to be manipulated, which means that they're going to do things like quantitative easing and cutting interest rates and other games that they're going to play, which is only going to accelerate the demise of the dollar and increase inflation and increase interest rates. You know, every time that they have by fiat lowered interest rates, the market reacts in the opposite direction. They say, well, that's going to be inflationary. So the longer term interest rates, like automobile loans and especially home loans, we're going to go up on the interest rates on those because people are going to be paying us back with cheaper dollars. So all this stuff backfires on them. And that's the real thing to look at. By the way, this is another interesting story. And it's an interesting story and a warning, although I don't think I'm not going to insult your intelligence and say that you would fall for this scam. But some people do. You just need to always be careful. Understand that people are always coming after you. But I think it tells us something else about gold even versus cash in this story. An elderly man gave away his gold after a fake U.S. Marshal called. And he's not the only one. This is a story from Epoch Times. The coin shop owner had seen his share of hefty deals, but this call caught him off guard. An elderly man from nearby Snowflake, Arizona, wanted to purchase gold coins valued in the tens of thousands. I wonder, do they call these people snowflakes who live there? Anyway, the next day when the man walked into the shop in Sholo, that's the name of the town, Sholo, I guess our district or something, his nervousness was obvious. The man was clutching his phone, hanging on to every word from a woman's voice that seemed to be directing him. Before we sat down and talked about the price or the product or anything else, he showed me a $180,000 cashier check that he'd already made out to me. And so the shop owner thought, this is all kind of strange. I mean, we haven't even talked about price or anything like that. $180,000, you get in a cashier's check, and you're going to walk out here with that kind of stuff. The man stumbled over basic questions. He was anxious to speed through the sale. The shop owner's unease grew. Was this elderly customer being manipulated by some scammer? Taking care not to alert the woman on the line, he discreetly slipped the man a note, asking if he needed help. Certain now that something was amiss, he reached out to the police. The FBI and other agencies quickly took up the case. 2 weeks later, they arrested a suspect and they uncovered a complex scheme that had already stolen $100,000 in gold coins from the 79-year-old man. And this dealer, because he saw, he was suspicious something was happening, he gave him a line, well, it's going to take me a little bit of time to get all that together because it's so large an order. And that's probably what happened anyway. Known as the Gold Bar, it is a government impersonation scam. The scheme draws in unsuspecting elderly, retirement age, and vulnerable people. You should know if it's somebody saying they're calling from the government and they want you to give them payment in gold, that might be a tip-off because our government doesn't have any use for real money. The scam often begins with people pretending to be U.S. government workers or law enforcement officers. According to the Ohio Department of Commerce, in January, local media said that an 89-year-old woman from Sylvania, Ohio, lost more than $1 million in a similar scheme. It would have been cheaper for her if she had been a supporter of the show and listened to the show. Anyway, a letter in the mail, an email, or a phone call informs the victim that their identity has been stolen and their bank or investment accounts are in danger. Then the victim may be told that the agency can protect their money for a short time if they act fast. Again, this is a con game. Very similar to what the government does to us anyway. we'll protect you. Don't worry about it. They're the scammers. The scammers then convince the person to buy gold, silver, or other valuable metals and arrange for a courier to pick them up, claiming that it'll help to keep them safe from theft. So your identity's been stolen, so get all your money out of the bank, convert it to gold, and then give it to us for safekeeping. That's the bottom line. Again, it's not very plausible. It's not maybe as implausible as the scam where they told the lady that she had to give them money because an astronaut was running out of air, stranded space station, and needed to buy oxygen. You remember that one, Travis? I don't know how that...
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the plan was there. How are they going
to... Where's he going to get the oxygen from in space? He's running out of air. He's got to buy some oxygen.
We're going to send a really long tube up.
Send him some cans of Perrier. Remember that from Spaceballs? Anyway, scammers warn the victims, don't talk to anybody at the bank or anybody else about what's happening, and you're threatening them with legal trouble if they do. A single scheme might utilize several different scammers to manipulate a victim, each of them playing a different role, such as an employee at a tech company, or a bank representative, or a government worker. In some cases, victims may be asked for funds to avoid criminal charges or to prove good faith. Basically, this is a very common scam, said the Snowflake police detective, Amity Toth. Again, would you like to be identified as a Snowflake police detective? That's the town they live in.
I'd have to vote to change the town name at that point, I think.
So he said victims often go along with the scam out of fear of arrest or false accusation or because they lack knowledge of the law. Now, this is always the case, right? We get caught into these scams like the COVID scam or whatever out of fear, out of ignorance of the law. And it's very easy for the real government to intimidate us. Isn't it interesting that these scammers would see that and then put on the moniker of government, because government is always scaring us, intimidating us, and preying on our ignorance. So as they're investigating it, they said there was a woman with a foreign accent who identified herself as Holly O'Brien. Yes, I am Holly. Yes.
Anyway, sir, she told it is me, Holly.
Sounded kind of like a man, too. I don't know. But anyway, she told him that someone had stolen his identity and used it to rent a car, which was later left in El Paso, Texas. The caller then claimed that police had found illegal drugs and blood in the driver's seat of the car that belonged to him and that they rented in his name. And she warned the man that he would be charged with a crime unless he could prove his identity by sharing details about his possessions. And so he did as he was asked. Then he agreed to hand over $100,000 in gold coins from his private collection to a courier on October the 27th. But they weren't finished yet. They wanted to clean out his bank account. So they told him to withdraw $180,000 out of his bank and buy more gold coins. And we'll come by and pick them up. I think that they would have stopped at nothing. They would have ruined him. They would have found some other way to continue to extort money from the victim. The scams are a significant national problem, said the detective. These cash for gold scammers often choose their victims at random. They cast a wide net. They do thousands of cold calls, and finally they get somebody who bites on it. Most people hang up or don't answer, but 1 out of 1,000 people believes them. They're told to turn their assets into cash or to buy gold, silver, or other valuable metals for safekeeping. See, the scammers want gold. It's even more untraceable than cash. You know, the cash, some of it's got numbers on it. The gold doesn't. In June, an Indian national living in the U.S. on a student visa pleaded guilty in a case in which elderly victims lose hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and gold, according to a release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Texas. Dhruv Rajesh Hai Mangukia, 21, I guess, was sentenced. I don't know. I'm probably murdering the pronouncement of his name, but that's fine. He's a crook. 21 years old, here on a student visa, and he pleaded guilty in Austin to he's getting more than 8 years in prison. Pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering, and he was ordered to pay more than $2.5 million in restitution, which is unusual. Usually, you don't see restitution in these cases. That's one of the big problems with our system. Another guy was Kishan Patel. Not Cash Patel. They don't like cash. They like gold. Speaking of which, Bongino is packing his bags. He's going to go back. They said he's going to go back and do a show again Anyway, that's been in the works for a while, rumored about that for quite a while, but now the rumors have become substantiated. He's going to leave as of the beginning of January. So this non-cash Patel, 20 years old, conspired with the same guy and with others in the multi-million dollar 2024 scheme. According to the Department of Justice, he also pleaded guilty and is going to be serving more than 5 years in prison. The group sent fake online messages and impersonated U.S. government officials, while Patel, not the cash Patel who was impersonating an FBI director, collected cash and gold from the victims, passed some of it to others in the group, and kept some of it for himself. Again, the gold Patel. So I sat with the victim multiple times when he was on the phone with her. She would talk to him, and it was pretty noisy in the background. So my assumption is that she works in a call center. And the likelihood of the call center being in the U.S. is slim to none. And I guess those are people on the call center that are waiting for their H-1B visas to come through. So they do it locally here.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Well, the OCC says that 9 big banks took part in inappropriate debanking practices. Yeah, there are some risks in putting your money in the bank. And PayPal is now, the people who debanked me, PayPal, now want to be a bank. How's that? I should probably file a report with the people who are reviewing them to give them access to FDIC insurance. Because this is actually the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC. And the Trump administration is looking at this because, I mean, they have personally suffered from this. So this is something that is in their sights. On Wednesday, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency released its report saying that it had found conclusive proof that 9 large banks, and these are the big banks, these are the big banks that are too big to fail, too big to jail, that they had policies that either refused services to some industries or required higher levels of scrutiny that exceeded the actual financial risk between 2020 and 2023. And I'm telling you that this is not just industry-wide. This is individuals, because I have suffered from it as well. One of the banks on here was Bank of America. They nearly cost us the ability to get this house financed because we nearly ran out of time because of the games that they were playing. You know, we'd had a credit card thing with them for quite some time. Again, we went back to our dealings with them, went back to before the big merger, when there was Nations Bank in North Carolina and Bank of America in California, and that was rubber stamped during the Clinton administration, made this really big bank. And that was the thing that kicked off all the big bank mergers. Even at the time, the people were pushing back against it, said, you can't authorize that. That's going to kick off a rash of mergers of the biggest banks, and you're going to wind up with a half dozen big banks, which we did, and which they then bailed out. But anyway, they They played games with us. And, of course, we've seen now Bank of America doing that to the people who were there on January the 6th, proud of the fact that they were giving the information about where these people were based on their use of their credit cards, gave it to the FBI to try to indict these people. And then even going back and saying, and we noticed in our history that these people have also purchased guns in the past. So these are people who exercise their right to redress their grievances peacefully, and they also, under the First Amendment, and they also exercise their liberties as recognized under the Second Amendment, so you should go round these people up, said Bank of America. Absolutely reprehensible. But it's also J.P. Morgan, as well as Bank of America, Citibank, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Capital One, PNC Bank, and TD Bank U.S., they're restricting access, says the OCC, the Office of Comptroller of the Currency. They're restricting access in numerous sectors, including oil and gas exploration, coal mining, firearms, private pensions, payday lending, tobacco and e-cigarette manufacturers, adult entertainment, and political action committees, as well as digital assets. So if you're involved in any of these activities and... or if you're involved in telling the truth about government and big pharmaceutical companies and the lockdowns and stuff like that, they'll also come after you for that. They've got a long list of things they don't like and industries that they don't like. Those that I just mentioned there, most of those fall into the ESG stuff, the environmental and social governance. We don't like oil. We don't like firearms, that type of thing. It's unfortunate that the nation's largest banks thought that these debanking policies were an appropriate use of their government-granted charter and market power. While many of these policies were undertaken in plain sight and even announced publicly, certain banks have continued to insist that they're not doing it. And, of course, we saw this famously in the UK with Nigel Farage, where he got debanked. And they kept denying that they did it until some of the evidence turned up and it went all the way up to the president of the bank. The Bank Policy Institute, which advocates for these banks, reacted to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and said it's in the bank's best interest to take deposits, to lend, and to support as many consumers and businesses as possible. But the industry supports fair access to banking and is already working together with Congress and administration to ensure banks are able to serve law-abiding customers. Well, that's just not the case, is it? As a matter of fact, even with this stuff being exposed, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, was really arrogant about the whole thing. He told Fox News that the issue was mostly made up and that the people concerned about it needed to, quote, grow up. These bankers are scammers just like the government that works with them. And they're scammers just like these people I talked about before. Look at what they charge people with credit card. I mean, we're talking about Christmas time here. Look at the credit card rates. It is so criminal. It really is. I've said many times in the past, if I was going to run for office, I would run, I would make that my lead issue, just like Andrew Yang made universal basic income his lead issue. I would make usury, bank income, that UBI, I would make that my lead issue. I'm just outraged at when I see this stuff and you know, don't get in a situation where you got to where you can't pay the balance off each month. It's just it's insane, and that they would be allowed to, you know, pay, charge 20, 30 more, you know, whatever the rates are. They're really high on these cards, and at the same time, the banks will typically pay you a tiny fraction of 1% interest. You talk about a skewed system like that. It's absolutely criminal. And it used to be criminal. It was criminal until we had that big wave of inflation that happened in the late 70s. And at that time, interest rates got up so high and inflation was high and all the rest of the stuff. So they swept away the usury laws that had capped things at 10%. Rather than tying it to inflation rates or interest rates or anything, they just got rid of it altogether. And that's why you wind up with this K-shaped interest rate, you know, one of them being the rate that they pay you, the other one being the rate that they charge you. It is truly usurious what they are doing, and it is criminal, I think. Well, Americans could see up to $2,000 refund next year, says the Soros soy boy, Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary. Now, he's not talking about a stimulus check. This is all based on the fact that, oh, yeah, we cut taxes this year, and most people haven't cut their withholding. So they're going to get a tax refund next year. So, yeah, isn't that good news? You know, he made a government made the government an interest-free loan. An admission, really, that Trump and Bessent are trying to make a case about the economy. I mean, if the economy is as strong as they're talking about, why do we need to have a $2,000 tax refund or these other things that they're promising us? They did promise that they might throw out $2,000 in terms of rebates from the tariffs. Well, wait a minute. So you're saying that the tariffs are taxes and we need to be partially reimbursed for that? What is all that about? And if the economy is as strong as they're saying, I mean, nobody really needs the money, do we? Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that working Americans are set to get very...
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Large refunds next year, as tax cuts were enabled and the Republican-backed One Big Beautiful Bill, One Big BS Bill is what this is, set to go into effect. And what he's saying is that if you're one of these categories where they don't have taxes on tips or overtime, once they remove that, you're going to see that you're going to get some money back. Well, how many people fall into that category? Anyway, after the refunds, their withholdings, he said, are likely to change next year. So they'll see that they had they'll see a real increase in wages as well. As getting some money back, they will change the withholding, so it's going to be great. The bill was passed in July. Working Americans didn't change the withholding, so they're going to be getting very large refunds in the first quarter next year. Talk about pipe dreams. You know, will taxes really go down? No. Trump said his economic policies, including his widespread tariffs on imports, are creating jobs, boosting the stock market, and attracting increased investment in the U.S. And none of that is true. As a matter of fact, it's not reducing imports in the United States. The imports from China have gone up by 29% versus a year ago. Last month, the Trump administration officials floated the idea of sending out a $2,000 payment to low and middle income workers that would be taken from some of their windfall tariff income. Well, yeah, you're going to see that, right? Now it's not needed, though, because now we've got an imaginary projected tax refund. All this stuff is smoke, mirrors, and lies. That's the reality. Got a couple of comments here, Travis?
Yes, we do. James Faith Way says, "Hey, David, I was wondering, when are you going to have Tony Arterburn back on to talk about precious metals and the rise of silver? I shop with your link, which is daynight.gold.
Yes, and Tony, we're still linked up and everything. Tony's going to be back, and he's taking a little bit of time because there's been, you know, a lot of stress and everything on his business in terms of everything changing so rapidly. So he's trying to get some things organized. He's taking a little bit of a sabbatical. So he'll be joining us again after the new year. So in January, he's going to be back on the regular schedule. And we hope to have him even do the show some more, because I like it when Tony hosts. We got some good backup hosts that come on. So
yes.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Tony and Guard both do fantastic jobs when they host. And North American House Hippo says Highway 407 in suburban Toronto probably cost Canadian $50 to drive the 60 or so miles and end up at the rush hour. That's $50 Canadian per trip each time, every time. Round trip is Canadian $100. No exaggeration.
Yeah. Once you start down this path, and usually they'll put the tolls on and they're a small amount, right? It's just a nuisance. And then they make it easier because we're just doing automated license plate reader thing or something. I remember when they first put the automated license plate readers out and they had toll roads in the Netherlands, and the people in the Netherlands were pushing back on it because they said, this is a privacy violation. I mean, just, this is, you know, where we have gone in the last 30 years. So this is the early 90s. And think about how they have rapidly normalized this and moved the Overton window so that people accept all of these types of things. The people in Netherlands said, we don't want that kind of information being kept on us. We don't want you knowing where we're going and when we're going. And the basis of them saying that was what had happened in World War II. When the Germans came in, they came in so quickly with Blitzkrieg, right, that they were not able to destroy records. The Dutch, you know, in the Netherlands, they were so big on keeping records on everybody, you know, just because they can, I guess, you know. It's what bureaucrats like to do. They had the stuff on like 3x5 cards, and they had them packed solid into drawers. And so the Germans come in very quickly. They want to destroy this stuff so they don't know things about people ethnically, politically, religiously, and that type of thing. And they couldn't set things on fire because it's like trying to light a log. They were packed together so closely. So they said, we don't want that. And they don't realize it, but you know, the Nazis that we have today, the technocrats, have a much easier way to sort through all this stuff. I mean, even when the Nazis got those 3x5 cards, they had to sit there and manually go through it. Now you can do it in an instant. That's what AI superpower really is. So we're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
David Knight Show.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
APS Radio delivers multiple channels of music right to your mobile device. Get the APS Radio app today and listen wherever you go.
I wish I had the Christmas Night album.
Hot dog!
You can get the Christmas Night album at thedavidnightshow.com for just $13.99.
It's right in the second floor there, see?
What'd you wish, George?
Well, not just one wish, a whole hat full. First, I'm going to thedavidnightshow.com and purchase the Christmas Night album. Then I'm going to listen to Christmas classics, like... Are you going to throw a rock?
I want the Christmas Night album, too.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight?
Can't you come out tonight?
Can't you come out tonight?
David's Christmas Night album includes 21 instrumental Christmas melodies like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Silent Night, and his all-new I'll Be Home for Christmas.
What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it, pull it down.
I'll take it. Then what?
And then I'll buy you your own download of David Knight's Christmas Night album.
Well, we talk about how the government is constantly dinging us with fines and constantly surveilling us. And, of course, a big part of that has always been speed cameras and tickets on the highway and everything. There's a little glimmer of hope here. In Arizona, you got a state rep, Nick Cupper, retired Air Force veteran, has now introduced a bill that he calls the RAPID Act. He came up with a good acronym for it. The Reasonable and Prudent Interstate Driving Act. In other words, to take speed limits off on a trial basis in certain areas. The legislation would allow higher speeds on designated rural interstate or intrastate segments while maintaining tough penalties for dangerous driving. Again, their version of the Autobahn Highway. That might be more popular than Route 66 if they were to do that. The RAPID Act accounts for that difference. He said most drivers can tell the difference between a crowded city freeway and a wide open stretch of rural interstate, and you can tell the difference. It let us raise speeds where it is safe and keep tough penalties for reckless driving and update our laws to reflect how people actually use the roads. He said, when you look at Montana, that did this in the 1990s, and Germany, that has done this for 90 years, you see a pattern. Most drivers tend to drive around 80 miles an hour on their own when not presented with a speed limit. The bill limits nighttime speeds to only 80 miles per hour. You know, it used to be that I think they put speed limits on in Montana. It used to not be there. And I remember when we about 25 years or so ago. We were driving through there, and I took a break and let Karen drive, and she was going over 100 miles an hour. This cop pulls up, motions, get over, you know, and so it's like, she said, you told me there's no speed limits here. And it's like, yeah, I didn't think there was any speed limits. So we get pulled over, and he comes up, and I think it was because of the car that we were driving. I thought maybe, you know, it was out of state license, and it was a Mercedes that we had at the time. And I think he thought, well, these, you know, are these people legit or are they criminals? Because I've had a situation like that when we were moving my mom and my sister. They both had Toyota Camrys, and I guess the guy thought it was unusual for there to be two cars driving late at night. They were exactly the same, so he pulled us over just to kind of sniff around. And, of course, there was nothing, and there wasn't anything with this guy. But he said, well, there's some construction up ahead. You might want to slow it down a little bit, you know. And I looked in the back, and Travis and Lance were in the back in car seats and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was not dangerous, you know. Maybe you're aghast listening to the radio, but it really wasn't. I mean, you know, didn't really even realize that she was going 100 miles an hour until the cop pulled up. And then she looks down and is like, uh-oh. So, anyway, but now they do have a speed limit, but maybe Arizona will wise up. The data out of Montana showed that there were actually fewer fatalities in the de-restricted speed zones than in the speed-limited zones. Out of an abundance of caution, he said, I propose a one-year pilot on a segment of Interstate 8 that will be chosen by the Arizona Department of Transportation director and subject to annual safety audits. Cupper said he anticipates a decrease in cash and crash and fatality rates, as has been shown that driver behavior, such as seatbelt use, has a more significant influence on these matters than the speed at which drivers travel. The Arizona legislature's session opens on January the 12th, so we'll see what happens with it. But again, that'll allow us to do that. I think we can handle it. PayPal is, as I mentioned before, planning to launch a bank serving small businesses around the U.S. And when I see this, I hear Admiral Akbar saying, it's a trap. And be very careful. They're going to push this ESG or whatever the government agenda du jour of the day is. They will use that to debank you. Don't fall for it. But they are going to pay people interest. They're going to have interest-bearing savings accounts. Imagine that. A bank that will actually pay people interest. They filed documents with the Utah Department of Financial Institutions and with the FDIC in order to launch the PayPal Bank. And again, if they get the FDIC insurance coverage, they will get protection it's now up to $250,000 per depositor per bank account. So that'll be covered in case they fall. But Trump is expected to sign an order reclassifying marijuana as a Schedule III drug, say sources. So isn't this interesting? You know, as he's pushing, claiming that he's got to have a war with Venezuela over drugs, he's now moving to reschedule marijuana. Now, of course, to put it as a Schedule III drug is not to remove prohibitions of it. Those are still controlled substances. And the other question people should be asking themselves is, where did these schedules come from? You may think that they came from Richard Nixon, but they didn't. The drug war came from Richard Nixon, but the scheduled drugs that we have, that was produced by the UN. As a matter of fact, this whole war on drugs is a globalist agenda. Richard Nixon was not a conservative. He was a globalist. For crying out loud, he had Henry Kissinger was the guy that was basically running his administration, and he opened everything up to China. Doesn't that tell people something about Richard Nixon? While the plan is for the order to be signed today, the timing could shift. The order is expected to reclassify marijuana from Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. Schedule 1 drugs apply to substances with no, quote, currently accepted medical use, and something that has a high potential for abuse. That includes other Schedule 1 drugs are there, are heroin, LSD, and ecstasy, in addition to marijuana. And so, you know, we look at heroin and LSD. Wait a minute, that's all, CIA is all over that stuff. I don't know if they had anything to do with ecstasy. But when you look at heroin and these other things, LSD, that's their, you know, going back to Sidney Gottlieb, maybe we should prohibit the CIA instead of drugs. The biggest drug gang that's out there. Schedule 3 for substances with moderate to low potential for physical and psychological dependence. That would lump in marijuana with things like codeine, you know, because when you go pick up some cough syrup that has codeine in it, you have to give them your ID and all the rest of the stuff, and they have to report it to the government. Testosterone, anabolic steroids, and ketamine. So, I don't know. I guess maybe if the ketamine is controlled like that. I don't know anything about it. I just know that it's a favorite of Elon Musk. Moving the drug to a lower schedule would not change the fact that it remains illegal for recreational use at the federal level. But it could open up the door to more research into marijuana and expanded medical uses. It might also lower the tax burden for state-licensed marijuana dispensaries in dozens of states where it is legal. And it is dozens of states. Medical marijuana is now legal in 40 states and the District of Columbia. And so this is done, and here's the interesting thing you should think about. Marijuana legalization is one of the best examples of states using their 10th Amendment recognized powers. The 10th Amendment doesn't give states powers. No, it recognizes the fact that the federal government was a creation of the states, right? You know, our rights don't come from the Bill of Rights. Our rights don't come from government. If they did, they'd be called privileges. Our rights come from God. They're ours on the basis of us being humans, not even on the basis of us being citizens. And the powers that the federal government has are delegated to it by the states, not the other way around. That's what Trump and the current politicians of both parties are trying to convince you, that all power belongs to the federal government and they allow the states to have certain powers. That's not true at all. And this is a good example of it. In defiance of the federal war on drugs, which again, they're just a surrogate for the UN agenda. And I remember when, I didn't know that for the longest time. And, I thought it was outrageous and intrusive that the UN would get very upset when, I think it was like California, one of the first states that legalized medical marijuana, got the UN very upset and they put out a statement about it. I thought, well, it's none of their business. They can't enforce any of this stuff. And then when I was talking to law enforcement against prohibition, they pointed out that, it came from the UN in the first place. And so this whole drug war is a UN program. That's enough reason right there to push back against the drug war. But we have a lot more reasons as well. And so you have 40 states that didn't just reclassify it to Schedule 3 drug. They just said, no, you know, you can use it for medical use. And I don't know how many states have legalized it now for recreational use. But that is a nullification of state law, of federal law, rather. And one of the reasons why the federal government has not had this legal fight with them is they're running this entire drug war on a bluff. They don't have the legal authority under the Constitution, as you've heard me say many times. The 18th Amendment in the Constitution testifies to the fact that everybody in the country realized that they needed to go through the extra steps of amending the Constitution in order to prohibit alcohol. And so we have the 18th and the 21st Amendment to prohibit it, to re-legalize it, testify to the fact that it's not something that the Commerce Department can do. And so marijuana has been deemed a Schedule I drug since classifications were created in 1970. Created by whom? By the UN. However, most states have approved the drug for certain medical uses, and 24 states have legalized the drug recreationally. There we go, 24 states. The state policies technically clash with federal law. This article from CBS is not going to point out that this is nullification. They're not going to point out the constitutional issues of this. They're not going to point out the powers that the states have retained. None of that's going to be pointed out with any of this stuff. And, you know, when we look at Texas, Texas is a good example. There was a great state rep in Texas. I interviewed him several times, David Simpson. He was the guy who pushed back against the TSA, and he was the one who came up when the TSA started doing the body scanners and the pat-downs of kids and everybody else. He pushed back on that, and in the state house where he introduced the bill, they unanimously said, we want the TSA to stop that in Texas. And then it went to the Senate, and it was stopped in the Senate by the lieutenant governor, who used to work for the CIA, and then the CIA set him up and made him a billionaire in the oil business. And he's at
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spent more money to buy his way into that office than anybody ever had in Texas. And so he stopped it in the Senate. And then David Simpson tried it again, and it passed in the House, but not with as many votes. It wasn't unanimous that second time, and they stopped it in the Senate again. The reason I bring that up is because he was the real deal. This guy was a real conservative, I mean, you know, short hair, clean-cut guy, always wore a cowboy hat. He was a seventh-generation Texan. I really admired him. Great guy. And he also brought up the bill to allow certain medical conditions, one particular medical condition, and that is uncontrolled seizures. And you had some families in his jurisdiction that had tried everything that, you know, Rockefeller Medicine had for these seizures, these uncontrollable seizures. Nothing worked. And the pharmaceutical companies sell an extract from marijuana that supposedly helps, and maybe it does help some people, but it wasn't helping these kids. Colorado had legalized it and for medical use, and so they could go to Colorado and they could get it, but if they brought it back to Texas where they lived and where they were not ready to move to Colorado, if they brought it back to Texas, they were in danger of going to jail for a very, very long time because it's a class one drug. And so he got an exception put in for that. And in Texas, where they didn't, I don't know if they've legalized medical marijuana now or not, but at the time, they didn't recognize, they didn't have marijuana legalized medically except for that one thing. And they said, if you've tried all of these other things and you've got a doctor's note saying that you've tried all these other things and your kid still is having these uncontrolled seizures, then we'll allow you to go through all the burdensome steps to be able to get this stuff. So that was something of a victory. Later on, he just went through and he said, he put up a bill. He said, let's just strike marijuana. This is a bill to strike marijuana from being mentioned anywhere in Texas law. He said, God created it, and we should not be regulating it. Any natural substance like that shouldn't be prohibited by the government. This is not something that's being brewed or distilled or anything like that. It's just a natural substance that's there. And that did not pass, but I really admired him for his principles. He's another one of these guys like Frank Nicely. Every once in a while you find a state rep that's a good guy. I believe it's time to end the needless arrests and the incarceration of adults for small amounts of marijuana for personal use. We must also implement smart regulations while providing access for adults to safe, tested product, said the Trump administration in a statement. Well, I think it's also time maybe that you stop murdering people under the pretense that they are carrying drugs off the coast of Venezuela. How about that? You know, that's where this war on drugs, eventually is going to lead. I've been saying it for the longest time. That is the natural progression of all this stuff, your phony drug war. And so when you look at it, they said, well, it's going to allow them to do some research on this that we couldn't do before because universities or other companies, of course, they don't have any financial incentive to show that marijuana works for these types of things. And one of the things that was really bad about that whole situation was at the same time reporting on the fact that these children could not get any help from their constant seizures. I was also aware of and reporting the fact that that happens to many kids as a reaction to vaccines. So the pharmaceutical industry out there vaccinates the kids. They wind up, some of them, having these uncontrolled seizures. And then if the parents try to use something that's natural, that grows naturally, then they get locked up. What an injustice that is. And you know, most of that is still in place. But many people say, well, you haven't proved it. You haven't done any tests and so forth. And it's like, oh, yeah, you mean like your pharmaceutical tests of vaccines? They're supposed to tell us how safe and effective they are, these fraudulent studies that you run. Well, nobody's going to spend the money to do a study on marijuana because there's no profit in it for them. They only do that if it's something that they can patent. And so there's no incentive for it. But any academic organizations that might do it out of purely academic interest, because it was a Schedule I drug, it's very difficult for them to do that anyway. And so they're saying that might help for them to determine some of these things as to whether or not they are safe or effective. So we shall see. Well, Donald Trump was offered $250 million to run for a third term, reports Newsweek. Guess who it was? It was Miriam Adelson. And the same one who flew back Jonathan Pollard, the traitor that Trump pardoned. And she flew him back on her plane. He got out and kissed the ground in Israel when he was met by Netanyahu. And so this was at a ceremony around Hanukkah. And Trump called on her to address the guests that were gathered there. During the speech, the billionaire Miriam Adelson, again, a billionaire just like Trump, well, not like Trump, I mean, Sheldon Adelson was able to run a casino for a profit. he didn't bankrupt six casinos. He became a multi-billionaire by running his casinos. So he's obviously smarter than Trump, and Trump is now his lackey. His employee, although he's dead, it's his widow who's got his money. During her speech, the billionaire said that she had discussed the legality of Trump's third term with Alan Dershowitz. And then the people in the audience started chanting, four more years. Then the pair embraced, Trump and Miriam Adelson, before Trump returned to the microphone and said, she said, think about it. I'll give you $250 million. And the audience began to laugh. And then Adelson said, I will give it. Now imagine this. Imagine if Trump was speaking at a trade organization, let's say pharmaceutical business or something, right? We'll give you $250 million if you run again. You've been so good for our business and all the rest of the stuff. People would say, wait a minute, why are corporations buying presidents like that? Isn't there something wrong with that? And yet it's not the CEO of a large corporation. It is somebody who is supporting a foreign government, somebody who supported one of the worst traitors we've ever had in this country. And so when you look at it, this is not just a bribery. It's not just that President Trump is actually a little puppet for these people. He actively courted that. He's such a prostitute that he was soliciting all of this stuff when he ran for office. Remember when he said, you know, it used to be that Israel owned Congress, and rightfully so, he said. Rightfully so? Why should any foreign nation own Congress? It's supposed to be owned by the American people. And so he said, remember when Israel owned Congress, and rightfully so, but they don't anymore. You need me. I'll do it for you, right? He's out there prostituting himself. He's soliciting money from these people who are more than willing to give him the money. He just says the open part right out loud. And he absolutely is a prostitute. Steve Bannon has repeatedly claimed that there is a plan to get him to remain in the White House in the election in 2028. 45% of Trump voters do not want him to take office again. 43% do. Another 11% of the Trump voters said they weren't sure about it at all. Well, I think the Constitution is pretty clear. Steve Bannon, however, says, well, he's going to get a third term. Trump is going to be president in 2028, and people just ought to get accommodated to that. Again, these are people who have absolutely no regard for what the Constitution or the rule of law says, so I can understand why he would say that and why it might be a thing, right? Because Trump's mode of operation, this is just to do whatever he wishes and to defy people. He defies the Constitution, then he defies you to stop him somehow. And so I could see that he would do that. Now, you have a political science professor that Newsweek quoted who said, well, the truth is that there is some technical ambiguity in the constitutional statutes, potentially some way to circumvent the restriction, but the intention, especially when the 22nd and the 12th Amendments are taken together, the intention is clear. Presidential terms should be limited to two. And even if Trump can find some path to allow him to seek a third term, it'll be controversial. Well, you better believe it will be. But maybe he'll just declare an emergency and say, oh, it's an emergency. I can do whatever I wish. Because he defies the Constitution that way over and over again and dares you to stop him. The reality is, though, is that he is going to be term limited by God. All of us are, actually. But, you know, kind of like Darth Vader Ginsburg, or you had Dianne Feinstein, or Glitch McConnell. These people who have to be carried out feet first out of government. That's the way that Trump is. That is a real tell, I think. It is not the spirit of George Washington, who, when he willingly set the example by just two terms and I'm out, I'm going to go back to the real world here. He was hailed by the King of England as the greatest man alive for doing that. Can't say that about Trump, can you? For all the terrorist stuff that he's doing, just take a look at this article from Reason. Thanks to antitrust officials, iRobot will now be acquired by a Chinese robotics firm instead of by Amazon. So you have antitrust officials in the U.S. and in the EU said, we're not going to approve that. And so it's better for China to have all manufacturing, which is what these people have been doing. Everything has been handed to them on a silver platter, or I should say, a lump of coal. You know, they're allowed to build the cheap energy facilities that they need to do manufacturing. And if you can't be competitive on energy costs, you can't be competitive on manufacturing. And that's just one aspect of what has been handed to China on a silver platter. The only thing the FTC and the European Commission succeeded in doing was to transfer ownership of iRobot from an American company to a Chinese one. So think about that. And that's really what is happening now with the tariffs. The tariffs are not working the way Trump and his failed Democrat politician Peter Navarro thought that they would. iRobot, the creator of Roomba, filed for bankruptcy on Sunday. If Amazon had been allowed to acquire the company in 2022, consumers likely would have enjoyed improved quality and lower prices. But now, Thanks to antitrust regulators, iRobot will be acquired by a massive Chinese robot vacuum manufacturer instead of by American-owned Amazon. And so I guess that sucks, right? power absorbs a vacuum. So I guess you could explain it that way with these the federal government, the EU, power abhors a vacuum, and they certainly did abhor the Roomba vacuum. The deal alarmed antitrust regulators in the U.S. and the EU. However, not in the U.K. They declared that the transaction would be okay, and it wouldn't be a competitive concern in the markets. And again, it was already a very competitive market. I mean, there's a lot of competitors to the Roomba robot, and have been for some time. The British economy, however, is only about a tenth the size of the American economy and only a fifth the size of the EU's economy. So it was not viable if they could only do business, for example, in the UK. So again, you want to talk about monopoly? Our governments have handed the monopoly of basically all manufacturing to China. When you look at the China price of intellectual property theft, of cheap slave labor, and now they've added to it, and then currency manipulation, but then they've now added to it, I think, the most important factor, and that is very cheap available energy. So as we're looking at these failed policies, Customs and Border Patrol has brought in a record $200 billion from tariffs.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward. But that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Now, this in and of itself, I think, is outrageous, because when I went back and looked at, if I remember correctly, it's a couple of weeks ago, I went back and looked at what the biggest tax increases in history were. FDR had the biggest tax increase, as you could imagine. And if it was adjusted into today's devalued dollars, it would be about $200 billion. And that's what the tariffs have done. So these are FDR-level tax increases that Trump has imposed on us. And besides that, though, it's even worse. It's not just the monetary aspect of it or the money. This is creating chaos and havoc for businesses, small and large, in America. And it has raised prices for consumers as well. This on-again, off-again, the constantly changing and shifting tax priorities, because he's just putting them on in whatever mood he's in. If he gets upset with some government one evening, then the next day they got tariffs slapped on him. We've seen this happen over and over again. And according to CBP, the revenue was collected from January the 20th to December the 15th after the implementation of more than 40 executive orders. This is not the way it's supposed to work. Congress has the power to tax. And, of course, they're not going to call Trump on this because they are afraid of him in the Republican Party. And so the lucky loser who bankrupted six casinos and his failed Democrat Soros advisor, his Soros advisor Bessent and his failed Democrat Peter Navarro, this is a scheme that they've come up with. But as bad as that is, raising taxes by $200 billion and then boasting about it, like it's better for the government to have that money than for the consumers and the businesses to have that money. Great. Well, Trump is now saying it's $18 trillion. And Reason says there's absolutely no way that that is possible. I mean, first of all, I just told you his slightly over $200 billion, and slightly over, it's like $236 billion. So $36 billion is not anything to ignore, but still, we're rounding out these numbers. But that's a long way from $18 trillion. He's telling people it's about 100 times bigger than it really is. It is the big lie. And how do you get people to believe the big lie? Well, you repeat it over and over and over again. And as a matter of fact, he has repeated it over and over again. As Reason points out, he has given this $18 trillion figure. He has repeated that now at least five times, and they give the dates on which he said it. He first used the $18 trillion figure during a cabinet meeting in December the 2nd. Then he repeated it during comments to reporters December the 3rd. Then in an interview with Politico on December the 8th, he also brought it up unprompted and somewhat bizarrely during the announcement on December the 4th of a new peace treaty that aimed to end hostilities between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. On Sunday, Trump brought it up again while speaking to reporters in the White House. He said, because of the tariffs, we've taken in more than 18, think of this, more than 18 trillion. There's never been anything like it. And then moments later, he repeated the claim. We took in more than 18 trillion in 10 months. Well, the reality is that if this is somebody who's going to lie about the number of people that he killed with the Trump shots, if he's going to boast about the Trump shots, and if he's going to take tens of millions of people that he killed and even more that he disabled, and then say that he saved millions of lives, he'll lie about anything. And, of course, it doesn't have to even be close to the truth. So this is factually wrong, and it is logically absurd, they pointed out. And yet you've got some conservative media personalities out there who are trying to make excuses for him and say that, well, no, what he's saying is actually true. So how are they doing that? What kind of lies are they telling you to try to make a case that there's $18 trillion of stuff here? Well, they said over the first 11 months of this year, the federal government collected $236 billion in tariffs and duties. And that's what the Treasury Department is saying. That's what the Customs and Border Patrol people are saying in their monthly reports. That is a huge difference, $236 billion versus $18 trillion. But it still represents the biggest tax increase since 1993, denominated in dollars, not denominated in purchase price. If you account for the devaluation of the dollar, it goes back to FDR. And Trump's tariffs are expected to generate about $2.3 trillion over the next decade. That's the Trump administration's figures. What he's basically saying is that if these tariffs were to stay in effect, for the next decade, $2.3 trillion, well, he's talking about 10 times that. So what he's saying is that he took in the amount that they project they would take in over a century. Not a decade, but over 100 years, because it's 10 times that amount. But getting $18 trillion in tariff revenue in a single year is impossible. The U.S. only imported about $3.3 trillion of goods last year, and you'd have to tax those imports at 600% in order to get $18 trillion in new tariff revenue. Of course, if you taxed imports at that level, you would end up with roughly the same amount of imports as tariff revenue, which is zero. You would bring it all to a stop. Part of the confusion here lies in the carelessness with which the president uses phrases like, we took in. I don't think that's careless at all. I think it's a very deliberate and studied ambiguity that he's pushing out on people. The we took it in seems to be referring not to tax revenue from the tariffs, but a combination of tax revenue and various investment deals that have been promised by private businesses and by foreign governments. And understand that even that doesn't get you there. But understand that these promises have been laughable in the extreme. Remember when he was talking to the European Union, and I think it was Ursula von der Leyen who strung him along, and he was happy to go along with it, talking about how much investment the EU was going to make in the U.S. Well, the EU doesn't have anything that it makes. Those would all be private companies in the European Union. And if you looked at the dollar figure that was thrown out there, it was patently absurd. It was more than these companies had to invest in a given year. So it's all a lie. Everything about it was a lie. Yeah, Audi is absolutely right. It's all a lie. And that's the name of his podcast. But there was absolutely no way that, A, she had control of those. It was nothing under her control. And B, it was more than all of these private companies invest, I think, in all their foreign investments combined, and more than they had to invest. So none of that was going to happen. And that's the point they make, is that a lot of these things are just promised by big businesses or by foreign governments, and they haven't taken in anything. They've been taken if they weren't willingly going along with it. The only people who have been taken in have been the MAGA people listening to these MAGA influencers. So most of these funds have not been received by the federal government in any way. If they are to be invested, they are fully private, and these foreign governments don't have any more control over that kind of investment than Trump does. And so they were absurd multiples of reality anyway. And then in April, the White House launched a website tracking the Trump effect. So here we are. So if you're going to make that case and you're going to say, well, that includes all the tariff revenue, but it also includes all the investment promises that are going to happen here, they're going to...
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Build all these different factories there, which haven't been built and haven't been started yet. So it hasn't been taken in. But even if you include that, and they do have on their website, they're tracking what they want to call the Trump effect, meant to track the, quote, new investment in U.S. manufacturing, technology, and infrastructure since Trump returned to office. And by their own tally, by their own inflated tally, that comes up to $9.6 trillion. So it's still double what his own website says. Absolutely amazing. The guy is the most childish liar. Just take a look at his new ballroom, right? That ballroom project, how long ago did that happen? Was that like 2 or 3 months ago? It began as a $200 million construction.
It began not too long before the Kirk shooting, because you remember he...
So was that in September? I don't remember when the Kirk
I think it might have started in August, but maybe September. Because okay. You remember Charlie Kirk got shot and he said, oh, yes, very sad. Look at my ballroom where it's going to
go. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, so you know, just a couple of months ago, it was $200 million. And then it was about a month ago, it was $300 million. Now he's just said it's $400 million. I mean, this thing is starting to look like a California mass transit project. So now $400 million. And he says, for 150 years, they wanted a ballroom, and we're giving it to them. Who's the they? Who wanted this? I don't ever recall any of the founding fathers. Yeah, I guess it was Madison after he did the Bill of Rights. He said, yeah, well, I got the Bill of Rights through, but what we really wanted was a ballroom. I don't know.
Maybe it's in some of those lesser known Jeffersonian letters or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but, you know, Trump
I was able to get rid of the tax man, but sadly, we weren't able to put a ballroom onto the White House. That's my greatest regret.
That's right. Well, he is a one-man party, isn't he? I mean, he's taken over the GOP, and they do whatever he wishes. Nobody talks back to him, so he's a one-man party. But
well, with Jeffrey Epstein gone, there's no one to party with.
That's right. It really is a one-man party, so he's got to have a ballroom. Maybe he can find another Jeffrey Epstein in one of these balls that they're having. But to show you what a childish idiot he is, you know, he set up this Walk of Fame, he called it, where he put up portraits of the presidents, right? And now he has spent your tax money making what looks to be metal plaques. And the stuff that he's put on these plaques is just a joke. It's foolishness. It's clownish stuff. Maybe he's going to do some mocking sculptures of them next. Who knows? But he put it out there in metal. And it is pure idiocracy. White House staff updated the so-called Presidential Walk of Fame Wednesday by adding lengthy descriptions of each former president and rhetoric that aligns with Trump's, such as calling Joe Biden the worst president in American history and calling him Sleepy Joe. Trump set his well-known opinions of each of the former presidents in stone, actually in metal, I think, by adding these plaques underneath the portraits that now hang along the colonnade, where he put up a picture of the auto pen instead of Joe Biden. That kind of, you know, childish meme trolling. It's not even funny, really. Caroline Leavitt, it's always left to her to try to cover up for this clown and make him sound reasonable in some way. As she said, the plaques are eloquently written descriptions of each president and the legacy that they left behind. As a student of history, many were written directly by the president himself. I wonder what grade he got in history. So here's an example. Sleepy Joe was by far the worst president in American history. He puts this on a plaque. Taking office as a result of the most corrupt election ever seen in the United States. In Obama's description, he says he passed the highly ineffective, unaffordable Care Act, resulting in his party losing control of both houses of Congress and the election, and the largest House Republican majority since 1946. For Bill Clinton, he writes, he attributed the legislative successes to Republicans in Congress, quote unquote. And he boasted that Trump terminated the North American Free Trade Agreement, the trade deal that was struck under Clinton. He said also included a line about how Hillary Clinton lost to him in the 2016 election. A clown, a narcissist, what a joke this all is. And again, he doesn't have any criticism, interestingly enough, of George H.W. Bush, who, if you remember, both Bush and Bush the First and Bill Clinton wanted NAFTA. It was only Ross Perot that was pushing back against it at the time. Reagan, known as the Great Communicator, said he was reelected in a landslide in 84 and left office with high approval. He was a fan of President Donald J. Trump long before President Trump's historic run for the White House. Likewise, President Trump was a fan of his, quote unquote. This is the kind of idiotic dribble that he had put on metal plaques, and he's got hanging there on that walkway there. Under Nixon, he wrote, one of the greatest political comebacks in American history, and he won the largest popular vote victory in American history. He left out the part that he created the EPA, that he ended gold, that he had wage and price controls, that he opened up to China, that he imposed a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on everybody, and that he started the drug war. Yeah, how about all that stuff? And then he gave props to Gerald Ford for his, quote, brave pardon of Richard Nixon, the kind of thing that Trump was not brave enough to do for the January 6th people. He knew, you know, it was brave because Gerald Ford knew he was going to take a lot of political heat for it. Trump didn't want to take the political heat for the J-6ers that he had used and thrown under the bus.
So brave for partnering that crook, Richard Nixon. So brave. You, January Sixers, going to prison. Straight to prison. Right.
Yeah, so this is what he's doing with all this stuff. He talked about President Bush, George W. Bush, said he created the Department of Homeland Security, but he started wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, both of which should not have happened. Shortly before the end of his administration, a global financial crisis and major recession took place. So Trump likes Homeland Security because he's an authoritarian, right? But he doesn't, but he criticizes him for the rest of the stuff that he did. And under JFK's plaque, he said he had the failed Bay of Pigs invasion of the Vietnam War. Can you imagine how long the list of failures will be for Donald Trump when he finally gets his plaque? Maybe what we would put under it, just a quote attributed to Buzz Lightyear, the former astronaut, to stupidity and beyond. That's really the Trump administration. So that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day.
You can get the Christmas Night album at thedavidknightshow.com for just $13.99. It's right in the second floor there, see?
What'd you wish, George?
Well, not just one wish, a whole hat full. First, I'm going to thedavidknightshow.com and purchase the Christmas Night album. Then I'm going to listen to Christmas classics, like... Are you going to throw a rug?
I want the Christmas Night album, too.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight?
Can't you come out tonight? Can't you come out tonight?
David's Christmas Night album includes 21 instrumental Christmas melodies like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Silent Night, and his all-new I'll Be Home for Christmas.
What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it, pull it down.
I'll take it. Then what?
And then I'll buy you your own download of David Knight's Christmas Night album.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Oh, 5 a.m. run? Really? All right.
If running shoes could talk, they'd have a lot to say.
Puddle, puddle, puddle! Oh, why would you aim for it? Oh, a double knot. Someone's feeling fast today. Instead of a marathon, maybe a beer run next time.
If shoes could talk, they'd also tell you to shop Academy Sports and Outdoors for top running brands like Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Adidas. Academy. Fun can't lose.